for college, teaching me the life's lessons that I just wouldn't have received. Hear the story about how the Guard changed my life at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard. Aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
J. Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk,
KKZN, 410 Denver Boulder,
and broadcasting in HD.
Terrorist plot derailed.
The carriers targeted were all U.S. carriers, American, United, and Continental.
As airplane securities tighten.
People with infants can take baby formula, but they must taste it in the presence of security officers.
Younger and chubbier. 10% of American kids under age 6 are too fat.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. British authorities say they've cracked a terrorist plot designed to blow up U.S.-bound airliners and cause what one official called death on an unprecedented scale. Let's go live to London for the latest from CBS News reporter Vicky Barker.
Nick, they're saying it could have been another 9/11. Scotland Yard's Deputy Commissioner Paul Stevenson says 21 suspects have been arrested so far.
We believe that the terrorist aim was to smuggle explosives onto aeroplanes in hand luggage and to detonate these in flight. We also believe that the intended targets were flights from the United Kingdom to the United States of America.
The intended targets, as you heard, apparently Continental, United, and American Airlines. Local media are reporting the suspects are all British Muslims, most arrested in the London area. Home Secretary John Reid's appealing for calm.
This will mean major disruption at all UK airports from today. But as far as is possible, we want people to go about their business as normal.
But the situation far from normal for travelers to and from Britain, with UK airports at the highest possible state of alert. Nick?
CBS News correspondent Jim Stewart says U.S. Homeland Security officials are not underestimating the significance of the plot.
U.S. officials say this is, quote, the real deal, not to be confused with the recent arrest of several U.S.-based accused terrorists who had only vague plans and little means to carry them out. This appears to be al-Qaeda-inspired, if not al-Qaeda-directed, said one official, and it would have used homemade chemical bombs to blow up jumbo commercial aircraft over the Atlantic.
Homeland Security Chief Michael Chertoff is expected to brief reporters shortly. As CBS News correspondent Bob Orr reports, uncovering the plot triggered an unprecedented response by U.S. officials.
This is the first time ever that the U.S. has raised any sector to code red. That is the highest terror alert level. Code red applies to all flights from the U.K. to the U.S. A number of flights have already been canceled today. More are expected to be canceled. Many airlines operating between the two countries say the ones that will get out will be delayed by several hours.
With the terror alert level raised at key U.S. airports, travel will be snarled from coast to coast.
I'm Peter Combs at Douglas Airport in Charlotte. If you're flying today, it's going to be a very long day. Security lines already snarled early in the morning. The reason? We're on code orange here at the airport. And the TSA says you cannot bring certain items on the plane whatsoever. If it's liquid, if it's gel, if it's in a spray can, you can't bring it on the plane. They're going to search your luggage at security, and they're going to make you throw it away.
At London's Heathrow Airport, one of the world's busiest international hubs, tough security measures meant travelers had to scramble. CBS News correspondent Randall Pinkston has more.
Most passengers didn't know about the security alert restrictions until they arrived at the airport, and then quickly had to repack hand carry items, dropping the bare essentials in plastic bags. Stacy Kitchen, trying to get home to Boston, didn't complain about the delay.
I feel very nervous. After 9/11, you just don't know anymore. You just don't know anymore.
What does this plot say about the war on terrorism? The message is sobering, says terrorism expert M.J. Gohel.
What's worrying is that no matter how many people we arrest, there seem to be new recruits coming along on the assembly line. It indicates that we can never relax or be complacent.
In the Mideast, renewed fighting as Israel signals its intention to give diplomacy another chance before expanding its ground offensive. Live to CBS's Robert Berger in Jerusalem.
Israeli troops seized the key town of Marjayoun in South Lebanon, but are meeting fierce resistance from Hezbollah guerrillas firing rockets and mortars. Several Israeli tanks were hit. Israeli jets also bombed a historic lighthouse in densely populated West Beirut. But Israel is putting plans for an expanded ground offensive on hold until the weekend to give diplomats working for a ceasefire more time. Live in Jerusalem, I'm Robert Berger, CBS News.
A suicide bomber struck with bloody effect in Iraq. Angry at the scene, a marketplace in the Shiite holy city of Najaf, a man blew himself up as he was being searched by police. At least 33 people are dead. Time on the roundup is 4 past the hour.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. British authorities say they've broken up a terrorist plot to simultaneously blow up several airliners headed towards the U.S. in what they say would have been mass murder on an unimaginable scale. Apparently, the carriers involved are United Airlines, Continental, and American. Our own Todd Shepard is at a DIA this morning telling you what to expect.
If you have a bottle of water, contact lens solution, toothpaste, or even hair gel in your carry-on bag, you will need to transfer that to your checked baggage, or then you will have it taken away by security when you try to go through the checkpoint.
We'll keep you updated all morning on the latest as it becomes available. A double fatal train pedestrian accident in Weld County. It happened about 11:30 last night near Highway 52.
Up here, the Amtrak train was en route to Lincoln, Nebraska, and it struck two people that was crossing the tracks there in Hudson.
The victim's 26-year-old woman and her 3-year-old daughter. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Aaron O'Neill with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
We did have a big closure in the tech center, but it looks like things just got reopened minutes ago. Northbound I-25 approaching Bellevue. That's where a U.S. mail semi had rolled over early in the morning, and they just managed to get things pulled out of your way and all lanes reopen. And northbound I-25 is actually looking pretty good as you make your drive up through the Denver Tech Center, just a little heavy in between Orchard and Bellevue right now. Rest of the highways are rolling up to speed so far. You've got a wide-open drive southbound I-25 in from Thornton and Northland, and cloud cover to the east might help out our eastbound routes for certain. Looking at your weather today, partly cloudy.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the Internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the Internet, including the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-226-9008. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-226-9008. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the Internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the Internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-226-9008. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true Internet wealth. That's 1-800-226-9008.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Well, now you can learn with a free demo revealing this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free, but only for a limited time. 1-800-413-4102. Imagine how reading 10 times faster can help your whole family.
Just being able to get through emails faster has given me a huge advantage at work.
I was having trouble in school, but now my grades are through the roof.
This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family. Call Infinite Mind IQ now to try this revealing demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-413-4102. That's 1-800-413-4102.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how, you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But, as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you. Home, auto, or commercial. When glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
Living with stabbing jaw pain? Excruciating headaches? Gamma Knife may be your option to finally get relief without surgery. Swedish Medical Center's Gamma Knife is a quick, painless procedure that targets the condition called trigeminal neuralgia that may be causing your pain. Call 720-266-4911 to find out if Gamma Knife treatment could be an option for you. That's 720-266-4911.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Arrested 21 people in connection with a terrorist plot to blow up aircraft flying from the United Kingdom to the United States. The plot was intended to be mass murder on an unimaginable scale, said Metropolitan Police Deputy Commissioner Paul Stevenson. The UK's threat warning level has been raised to critical, meaning an attack is expected imminently. Here in the United States, all, which you heard at the top of the hour of the news, all inbound aircraft from Britain. The level has been raised to red, and then at airports all across the country, it's been raised to yellow, I believe, or to orange, I'm sorry, to orange. And the Denver International Airport has taken several steps to support compliance with a new directive from the Transportation Security Administration that prohibits all liquid items in carry-on luggage. You can't take, if you're going out to fly today, you know, there's two things you ought to know. One, that you got to get there, you know, at least I would say 2.5 hours early. That's number one. And then the other thing is you can't take any liquid on the plane. So you can't take any water. You can't take anything on. And if you're packing a carry-on bag, pack it light so that they can go through the stuff and look at it, and pack as much in your suitcase as you possibly can. I was telling John Turk that I'm not one of these people that carries on anything except maybe a book. And I never bring any liquid or anything else on the plane, so if I were flying today, I wouldn't have any problem. Mary has brought carry-on baggage though before, so and it usually contains our medicine and you know toothpaste and stuff like that. But it, you know it's usually packed, so they would have to go through and rummage it. This is going to have a significant effect on flying today. So if you're headed anywhere within the United States, you're flying anywhere overseas. You got anything going on today, even if you're just hopping a flight to Las Vegas, it's going to be a long flying day today. Later on this morning, coming up in about 45 minutes, we're going to have two guys in here, people in here to talk about Islam, and we'll ask them about terrorism, and also we'll take your calls, any questions that you might have about Islam. We're going to have the executive director and the vice president, Mohammed Norzi, and brother Malik Taylor, the chairman of the Dawah Committee. They're our very special guests, and they're going to be in here, and we'll ask them about that. And you can ask any questions you want to about Islam, because there are a lot of questions out there about the religion. A lot of people don't know anything about it. Now, I'm not that well-versed on it, although I've read parts of the Quran before, and we had planned this a long, long time before this event started. This investigation had been underway for many months and is still going on. Even though they have caught 21 of the people, There still may be others. They don't expect that there are any in the United States, that this is a homegrown British thing. It may be an Al-Qaeda-linked plot, or it may be an Al-Qaeda or Al-Qaeda-like plot. So this is going to dominate the news this morning, and there is so much to talk about. There's so much going on here this morning. You know, a lot of mornings we come in here, and we have to scratch our heads on what to do, because the news cycle is light, as they call it. This morning, in the last couple of mornings, this morning, the news cycle is on overload. With this going on, there's a press conference going on right now with Michael Chertoff and Alberto Gonzalez. We'll have parts of that for you, too. As I said, we have updates coming up at the top and the bottom of the hour on this. You know, the one question I wanted to ask, I wanted to ask two questions behind this. At 303-713-7600. And Mary kind of said this morning. She said, boy, you know, thank goodness we're not flying, and that this would be our luck that we would be going to Las Vegas, or which is one of our favorite places, or some other place, California or someplace, and we would be stuck in the middle of this thing. Does this change your opinion about flying? I don't like to fly in general. I'd rather drive. I don't care how long it takes. And then the other thing is, do you think that the GOP and that the Republicans will take this incident, which will dominate the news all day today, and will try to politically exploit it to once again claim that, you know, they foiled another plot, and to even though the British were in on this, I mean, it was a key British thing. I mean, the United States shared information, so we were involved, and we're sending air marshals over there to help the British. But do you think that they'll take this and try to use it for political gain? And to try to, you know, ramp up the fear level here in the United States, which they have done in the past, which has helped them out, which helps them out traditionally at the ballot box. Because, as I pointed out many times on the air here, I mean, the two things that the authoritarian right GOP operates on is fear and an enemy. So they got the fear factor going, and they got the enemy factor going. So do you think this will help them at the ballot box? And do you think that they'll use this and try to seek political momentum and political gain on this? And I just wonder, if, you know, if any of you have thought about that, or am I being way out of line and being way too cynical in believing that this is what they would do? 303-713-7600. I mean, I mentioned on the air, and I mentioned in conversations to friends, that their defense about, well, we're fighting in Iraq, so we're fighting over there, so we don't have to fight here, is a tacit admission. In my opinion, that they're incapable of protecting us here, that we haven't done the work that we need to do to protect the United States. And a couple of areas would be the border, which has, you know, once again, I'm not talking about undocumented workers or you know, the immigration question. I'm just talking about guarding the border in particular, searching cargo containers, which we haven't done enough of that. We only do about 5% of them get searched. Those are just two areas right there. Most people didn't think that this would happen again, that they would try to repeat the same stunt again that they tried on 9/11. But once again, you know, we don't know enough now to be able to figure out. There's not enough apparent here to be able to figure out whether this is, you know, whether this is Al-Qaeda or not. And it's British Muslims, 21 of them so far, that have been arrested in Britain. So anyway, your opinions about this at 303-713-7600. I wonder if Ken Mellman and the RNC and the people, you know, inside the GOP are sitting back saying, well, you know, let's see how we can spin this. And Tony Snow at the White House seeing how, you know, that they can spin this, because he certainly was spinning the Lamont Lieberman thing yesterday. And so I wonder if the GOP is going to try to take political advantage of this and try to get mileage out of it at a time when most of the polls show that they may lose Congress, and that they're running behind, and that even Republicans out there, okay, even Republicans out there think that that, you know, the change is needed, not only a change in direction in Iraq, but a change in direction in the country. 303-713-7600, four open lines if you want to hop on this this morning. We'll have an update.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at CheaperForge.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to CheaperForge.com.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Price includes 4% down payment at 8% APR over 30 years.
If you could own a home for $199 a month, would you do it? Because the government and private banks are liquidating thousands of homes right now. Homes that have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed for as little as $199 a month. For a list of foreclosures in your area, call BNI at 1-800-785-3321. Homes of every shape and size are being liquidated right now. To find these foreclosed homes and properties in your area, homes for as little as $199 a month, request a listing from BNI today. Call toll-free 1-800-785-3321. If you can afford $199 a month, you can afford to buy a home. But you can't afford to wait, because these homes are being liquidated immediately, many for as little as $199 a month. For a list of homes and properties in your area, call 1-800-785-3321. Find out what $199 a month can get you by calling 1-800-785-3321. 1-800-785-3321.
And I thank everybody who has gone out to Rocky's Autos, whether you've bought an automobile or not, if you've just gone out there and looked. Thank you very much. I was out there yesterday. Huge selection. Great automobiles out there. Great cars, trucks, minivans, and SUVs. Over 500 on the lot. Cleanest late model used cars, trucks, and minivans, and SUVs in all of Colorado. They take extra care to make sure that they pick only the best vehicles for you to buy. And their matching down incentive is going on right now up to $1,500. And over 100 people out there working very, very hard. I went to a departmental meeting, actually, yesterday out of Rockies and was observing the inner workings, basically, of what goes on out there and how much care they do take in making sure that you, the customer, are really, really happy. And they do. I mean, they go all the way. I mean, this is stressed in these meetings. And I had a chance to talk a little bit, too. At the meeting. Rockies is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. They're family-owned and operated, been that way since 1982. And, you know, they've got all kinds of automobiles out there. Somebody made a comment to me that a lot of people see them as being this teeny dealership that has, like, you know, $1,500 automobiles. And, I mean, they've got everything you can think of out there, from Nissan, Toyota, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, a whole lot more, including Jaguar and Mercedes-Benz as well. So get on out there and get a good deal on a vehicle. I mean, you really deserve to get a good deal if you're going to buy a car. Get out to Rocky's Autos. Check them out on the internet at rockysautos.com. That's Rocky's Autos, 63rd and Federal.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far, I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. Everything you need to get started making money on the internet is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Call 1-800-900-1624. 1-800-900-1624. 1-800-900-1624.
Aspen Goodyear. Best pricing on tires. Colorado's largest and friendliest independent Goodyear dealer. Aspen Goodyear. Matching all prices plus free alignment when you buy four tires. Aspen Goodyear. 303-771-9800. 771-9800.
Where would you like to be? RE/MAX can help you find your perfect place, whether it's across the street or on the other side of the world. Nobody sells more real estate than RE/MAX. Visit RE/MAX.com today. RE/MAX. Outstanding agents, outstanding results. Each office independently owned and operated.
What the right wing fears the most. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 623, 23 minutes after 6. High today, 93. Updates on this latest plot to blow up aircraft that's foiled by the British. We'll have it at the top of the hour or the bottom of the hour. Meanwhile, if you're flying today, make sure you get there plenty early. And no liquids or gels, including beverages, shampoo, suntan lotion, creams, toothpaste, hair gel, or similar items will be allowed through screening checkpoints. You can't have it in carry-on baggage. And you know what? No water. I mean, nothing. And if you've got baby formula or medicines, you better be prepared to present that to people out at the airport, to DIA. And it's going to be a long day today if you're flying. My question here this morning, at least for this first 35, 40 minutes, is do you think that the GOP will use this, try to use it to their political advantage? Think the White House will try to spin this? Think the GOP will try to spin it? 303-713-7600. And let's go to Elliot in Boulder. Elliot, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Well, I'm doing great. You know, this thing all boils down to me as a huge credibility gap. I think these guys will spin anything anyway because the gist of their entire banner, their political bent has been this war in 9/11. I feel I've done the physics. The math is a fraud. That was an inside job, controlled demolition.
Well, I don't want to get into that. You know what? I do not want to do 9/11 conspiracy theories. And if you want to stick to the topic, that's fine. But if you want to get it off on that, I'm going to terminate the call. But go ahead.
It's credibility. It's credibility that they have or don't have. They've lied quite a bit, I think, and they've spun a lot of things and made look very silly many times. And I'm flying today is why. Another reason it bugs me. I'm going to Seattle.
Oh, man. You bet. What time's your flight?
Well, 9 o'clock, so we better get out there like at 5. Should be a royal mess.
Is it 9 o'clock tonight?
Yeah, 9 o'clock tonight.
Oh, yeah, you better get out there early. Because, you know what? Don't try to bring anything like any liquids of any kind. You got toothpaste, you got that stuff. Pack it in your suitcase. Do not try to carry it on because they'll stop you.
Right, right. Well, I'm just so disappointed with what goes on in America right now that I think their credibility is lacking, and they'll try and spin it.
Yeah, we'll have to see what happens today, because you know what? Tony Snow will hold that daily White House press briefing, and we'll see if they try to take this and seize on it. Good luck flying, man, and be careful.
All right, keep up the good work.
All right, talk to you soon.
All right,
let's go to Preston in Denver. Preston, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, Preston.
Well, the right wing will certainly frame this story in a particular way, but I think the Democrats and progressives could spin the story as well, as just more evidence of the failure of our policies to protect us. The CIA talks about blowback. You know, if we go out into the world invading or threatening to invade, continuing to develop our own massive military infrastructure, well, there might be a response in the world to that at some point or another. And I think this is another example of that.
My thought this morning was, early this morning when I got up at 3 and heard this on the news, my thought this morning was, well, okay, you know what? If we had stayed in Afghanistan, if we had attended to business, if we had indeed chased terrorism around the world, instead of going off on this adventure and this war by choice and this occupation by choice in Iraq, and this administration continues, and Tony Snow was doing it yesterday, trying to meld the two together, the Iraqi conflict and the war on terror, if we had stuck to business, maybe we'd be further along in the game than we are now, and because we took our eye off the ball. And that would be like the first question that if I were in the White House press room, I mean, that'd be the first question I'd ask Tony Snow.
Yeah, and even in our approach to Afghanistan, it could have been much more than a military approach. In fact, we could see Afghanistan as an ally of ours. I mean, they helped to defeat the Russians. And
yeah, but you know what? On that, you and I are going to disagree, because they were harboring Al Qaeda. And you know what? Let me tell you something. We should have gotten Bin Laden. We should have gotten Mullah Omar and the rest of them. But instead, they escaped. We didn't get them. We screwed it up at Tora Bora. This falls on the administration's shoulders. And then we diverted forces to go to Iraq. And now, if you read the news, the Taliban is, they just hung somebody here not 2 days ago.
Yeah.
And they're making a comeback.
Yeah, didn't Afghanistan harbor the Mujahideen as well? I mean, that we developed.
But we helped them, and we helped Bin Laden. We helped them early on, and we gave them money against going back to the days of Najibullah, who was the Soviet-installed ruler there.
Yeah.
But the thing is, when they were harboring the Taliban, and we said to them, you know what, the Taliban are behind this. We know they're behind it. Give these people up. The Al Qaeda, Mullah Omar and those people wouldn't do it, and they're barbarians. But once again, I mean, those guys and drug lords, they're moving more poppies now than ever before.
Yeah, yeah. Interestingly, Moscow was having a big problem with terrorism themselves. They kept having car bombs going off while they occupied Afghanistan themselves. But when they left Afghanistan, the car bombs stopped. I think that's an important lesson for us.
Yeah, that's part of it. But they're still having trouble, too, though, Preston. I mean, they've got trouble in Chechnya, and they've got Chechnya rebels that are causing them internal problems inside the Soviet Union. All right.
Well, thanks.
I got to run. But, Preston, thanks, man.
Okay,
I appreciate the call.
You bet.
Okay. We'll see you later. Once again, if you're going to DIA this morning, you cannot take any kind of liquids or gels, including beverages, shampoo, suntan lotion, creams, toothpaste, hair gel, or similar items are not going to be allowed through the screening checkpoints. The security level has been raised to orange, and it's red on flights coming from London. So if you're flying to London or you've got anybody who you know is coming into DIA or anybody that you know is trying to get back from overseas and you're going to do any flying today at all, it's going to be a long day. All right, we're going to go to a CBS News update. Then we'll talk to Aaron O'Neill about traffic here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, because we don't want to forget to you folks that are on the ground and driving this morning. And then we'll take more of your calls about whether you think the GOP will exploit this and whether the White House will try to use it. Let's go to CBS News for an update.
This is a CBS News special report. I'm Chris Mavridis. Terror plot foiled.
The alleged plot has global dimensions.
And a familiar culprit.
This operation is in some respects suggestive of an Al-Qaeda plot.
21 people busted overnight in Britain, allegedly planning to blow up several airliners en route to the U.S., flying out of London.
It is extremely chaotic.
Britain's highest terror alert is in effect. All carry-on luggage is banned. It's believed liquid explosives would have been used. That's why all liquids, drinks, and gels have been banned on flights there and here.
The United States government has raised the nation's threat level to our highest level of alert, severe or red, for commercial flights originating in the United Kingdom and bound for the United States.
Homeland Security Chief Michael Chertoff says there's good reason for that.
We cannot assume that the threat has been completely thwarted or that we have fully identified and neutralized every member of this terrorist network.
CBS News special report. I'm Chris Mavridis.
All right, 6:32, 28 minutes in front of 7 o'clock here. Let's go to Aaron O'Neill. And things are not as quite as dramatic with traffic, but once again, if you're planning to go to DIA, you better get there plenty early if you got flights coming in. You know, inbound flights to DIA, too, mm-hmm. will be snarled. I bet you the whole system is going to be snarled today, so it's going to be a long day.
Yeah, and the wait's going to continue to grow. I guess as of right now, about 5 to 10 minutes security wait time at DIA, and they're recommending at least 3 hours before your flight. So if you're headed out in that direction, something to keep in mind. As far as the drive around town, we're in pretty great shape. Had an overnight closure of North Bend I-25 near Bellevue involving a semi-roller. That is cleared now. All lanes reopen, and any traffic rolling northbound I-25 up through the Denver Tech Center, you got a wide-open drive heading up towards downtown. We are getting busier for southbound I-25 right around 84th and across the downtown area. And it looks like we're going to get a little bit of break on our eastbound routes this morning thanks to the cloud cover. Speaking of weather here, we have partly cloudy skies and a slight at chance for afternoon.
Is your computer running slow? Are pop-up ads making your life miserable? Don't let your computer drive you crazy. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Starting at less than $100, PC Answers will come to your home or office and get your computer running like new.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit them at pc-answers.com. That's pc-answers.com, 303-548-1414. A proud member of Tom Martino's Troubleshooter Network at troubleshooter.com.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-3364. Again, that's 1-800-550-3364. 1-800-550-3364.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM. And try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-344-9121 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-344-9121. That's 1-800-344-9121.
It's called the See Clearly Method, and it's developed by Apollo award-winning optometrists. Pick up the phone, and we'll send you a free video to see this program for yourself. Your eyesight is not going to get any better if you keep putting on those glasses. It's time you finally did something about it. Call right now for your free video to preview the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-900-3213. That's 1-800-900-3213. 1-800-900-3213.
A talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Well, I don't know how much I think like you, but I try. High today, 93, mostly sunny. On AM 760, Progressive Talk. Dissent, discussion, and disagreement. That's what we're all about. If you're heading out to the airport today, remember, you cannot take any liquids or gels, including beverages, shampoos, suntan lotions, creams, toothpaste, hair gel, or similar items on the plane. If you're just waking up this morning, plot to blow up aircraft foil. The British police say they have arrested 21 people in connection with a terrorist plot to blow up aircraft flying from the United Kingdom to the United States. We'll have another update for you at the top of the hour. 303-713-7600. And my question here is Tony Snow and the administration, do you think they'll try to spin this to their political advantage? Let's go to Tony in Littleton. Tony, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey.
Hey, I'm a big right-winger, but I've been listening to Air America lately for a change. And I've been hearing about this airplane situation this morning. I wanted to ask you what you thought of my idea was maybe you and some of your more wealthy friends on the left, you folks could start your own airline, and you could do security the way you wanted, and it would be very, very liberal and wouldn't have a lot of background checks, wouldn't check the bags, wouldn't really infringe on anybody's civil liberties. How do you think that airline would do?
Well, first of all, I think you're right. Well, you know, number one, I know this much. If the wealthier members of the progressive movement got together and formed their own airlines, they certainly wouldn't do what your supporters do, which the GOP definitely supports the wealthy elite in this country. We wouldn't screw the airline workers out of their pensions. That's number one. Number two, I don't think anybody on the left or right objects to background checks. I don't think anybody on the left or right objects to having to go through screening. I don't think anybody objects to having to do that. Most of us fly, and we go along with it, and we think it's a good idea. What we don't think is a good idea is violating people's civil liberties outside of the airport, such as engaging in domestic wiretapping, such as the NSA situation, and violating the FISA law. So I don't think it's a matter of the right and left operating two airlines. This is one country. We're one people, even though I know your party works very, very hard at trying to divide that and push it apart. And so I don't think that it's a matter of two airlines, and I don't think you'll find... Here, try this. Name me one major Democratic office holder anywhere in the United States that has objected publicly to any of the security measures taken at the NAA airport.
Well, I'm not sure how the Patriot Act ties into that, but, you know, it's more than just...
Well, the Patriot Act doesn't speak to that. The Patriot Act doesn't speak to that at all. As a matter of fact, the Patriot Act was... parts of the Patriot Act amended the FISA rule... And the Patriot Act doesn't speak to airport screening whatsoever, basically. It has nothing to do with it. So I want you to name me, since you claim that, you know, we wouldn't want background checks and we wouldn't want all of these things, and since you make this claim, I'd just like for you to answer the question. Don't go off on some other track. And name me one major Democratic office holder or spokesperson for the Democratic Party that objects to current airport regulations and security.
Well, you know, I couldn't name one off the top of
that's
my head.
That's because there is none. And as a matter of fact, most Democrats had input into this.
Maybe Cynthia McKinney. I'm not sure.
No, she's never made a statement about it. And most Democrats, senators and congresspeople, not only willingly went along with all of this, but also had input into it. The only fight that erupted was over you guys trying to privatize the TSA and stop any kind of unionization of workers, which is the right in this country of workers to engage in. But other than that, those laws were, if you go look at the votes and you go look at it, they were largely bipartisan formed.
Okay.
So you need to hit the books, pal.
But here's the thing, Jay. This war on terror, this is just all made up. I mean, there's no... This is just the GOP that made this up, right?
Well, I think
what's there to worry about?
Well, I think the GOP does manufacture the fact that the conflict in Iraq and the war on terror are one and the same, since Saddam Hussein was never a threat. There should be a war on terror. There is a threat on terror. Everybody recognizes that. Trouble is, you guys took your eyes off the ball and sold the American people a phony bill of goods, and now 60% of the people recently polled believe that you're wrong. And as a matter of fact, there's a poll out today by the opinion research group that indicates that a majority of the country now thinks that you're not only wrong about the war in Iraq, but that they plan to vote Democratic in the upcoming elections, and that includes about 12% of the Republicans. So you got problems inside your own party.
Yeah,
thanks, Tony. I appreciate
fine,
the
Jay.
Call. I appreciate the call. I've got to run. Thanks. Okay. Let's go to Blaine in Denver. Blaine, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Go ahead.
Hey, Jay. How are you?
Just fine.
There you go. Another typical Republican doesn't have a clue.
Well, I think I think he's got a right to his opinion. I think he just needs to look into that stuff and see that a lot of these votes and a lot of what came up was, you know, bipartisan.
Well, I don't think any Republican has the right to their opinion because they're trying to take everybody else's opinion away. But isn't it ironic how all of a sudden this has come out? What great timing. And you know what? The Republicans, I don't think they'd stop at nothing to try to win another election coming up in 3 months. You're going to see more of this. I give it 45 days and something will come out that this was a big farce or it wasn't as bad as they said it was or whatever. The Republicans, they're always constantly crying wolf, the little boy who cried wolf, you know. It makes me really wonder how this country ever survived World War I and World War II with all the fear-mongering going on. I wonder how this country ever survived World War II.
Because we didn't have the same kind of fear-mongering, and you didn't have the same kind of partisan divide that you just saw with the last caller. And this threat in Britain is real. This is real, but the problem is, which I tried to impart to Tony, the problem is that the administration has definitely taken its eye off the ball, and now we're stuck and we're bogged down in Iraq, and the principles of 9/11 are still out there.
Oh, sure they are. But, you know, terrorism's been around since the beginning of time.
Well, yeah, and it's very hard to stop, and you can't wipe out people's ideas because there's always going to be somebody who's going to foster that idea, but you certainly can go to great enough lengths to do two things. One, hold people responsible for their actions, and two, have a protection, keep the United States safe and protect it, and going off on an adventure in Iraq doesn't do anything to further that. Blaine, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome, Jake.
All right, take care. It's 6:43, 43 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Asking you this morning of this British plot, whether you think the White House will spin this and use it in some kind of political manner by reiterating their position on Iraq and also their position on terrorism, which is just dead wrong. If you're flying this morning, make sure you get there early. And don't forget, no liquids on the planes of any kind. You know, you're going to take toothpaste, you're going to take all that stuff. You got a package, you can't carry it on. and make sure you get there in plenty of time. We'll have an update for you coming up at the top of the hour. 6:44, also coming up next hour, we'll talk about Islam, and we'll ask our two guests why it seems like that a lot of Islam remains silent about the more radical parts of Islam. We'll ask them, you can call up and you can ask questions about Islam and anything you want to know. They'll answer the questions. And we had planned this long before this had happened this morning. So we'll talk to our two guests coming up next hour and take your calls too. J. Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning. Thank you for joining us.
AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
We're slower than usual here for southbound I-25. We've got the backups out of Thornton and Northland, and then we really hit the brake lights starting right around 58th Avenue. That's going to carry across downtown to Spear before it opens up. I-25 still looks great, both north and southbound, downtown to the Tech Center. Starting to catch backups now southbound 225 on that approach to Yosemite. So work yourself down towards I-25. Eastbound route still in good shape. 6th Avenue, Boulder Turnpike, I-70, C-470. They're all rolling up to speed right now. A one off-highway incident in the process of getting cleared out of your way, northbound Santa Fe, Iowa. Count on a right lane blocked. Weather for today, partly cloudy, slight chance for afternoon thundershowers, and highs around 93. We've warmed up to 73 now. Marin O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk. With Dodge, experience the best in American and German engineering and design. Get Employee Pricing Plus, well-qualified by...
Now there's a great way to purchase the best-built spa in Colorado. Wind River is factory direct, locally manufactured in the great state of Colorado. There's no middleman, no commission salesperson, no freight or warehousing expenses. And those savings are passed on to you. Download a free 64-page hot tub buyer's guide online at windriverspas.com and let them show you what to look for in a spa. The advice is free from the experts at Wind River Spas.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's ENGLEHomesColorado.com.
Broker in off 36th and Baseline.
Sleepless nights, agonizing days. Don't let the stress of heavy credit card debt ruin your life or the ability for you to get a good job. Take action. Call Debt Relief of America. They are professional debt negotiators that work for you to get credit card companies to eliminate 50 to 60% of your credit card debt.
DRA worked with my creditors and cut my debt in half.
Call now for your free debt relief consultation. There is absolutely no cost or obligation. Call 800-704-9938. 800-704-9938.
Hi.
Hey.
I really need a manicure.
Whoa.
I know.
What happened?
I broke this nail on macaroni and cheese.
Macaroni?
This one on a brownie.
Brownie.
The pinky nail was from a scrambled egg.
Egg.
Still scratching your dishes clean after they come out of the dishwasher? Cascade 2-in-1 Action Packs combine the scrubbing power of Cascade with the grease-fighting power of Dawn. So even sticky food won't stick.
I broke the pinky nail on lasagna. The thumbnail on a scrambled egg.
Maybe you should eat out more.
Cascade 2-in-1 Action Packs. Dishwashing that's truly automatic.
Confronting issues with an arsenal of opinion. J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 6:48, 48 minutes past the hour. High today, 93. Mostly sunny skies. If you're just waking up, British say they have arrested 21 people in connection with a terrorist plot to blow up aircraft flying from the United Kingdom to the United States. These are 21 British Muslims. And if you're headed out to DIA this morning, be aware there's going to be delays. There's going to be delays throughout the entire system across the United States. They have raised the alert level to orange and to red on all inbound flights from Britain. And you cannot take any liquids or gels, including beverages, shampoo, suntan lotion, creams, toothpaste, hair gel, and similar items are not going to be allowed through the screening checkpoints. And you can buy those items inside the airport, is what they're saying. So be aware if you're flying today, get out there early. All right, I'm asking if you think that that Tony Snow and the White House and the GOP will take this and try to spin it, 303-713-7600, and try to use it to their advantage, because that's what they intend to do in the November election, is try to hit us on being soft, foreign policy-wise, and soft on the security of this country, which is absolute and complete BS. Here's Dave in Aurora. Dave, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. A couple of things. First off and foremost, I just got finished with a Thomas Ricks book, Fiasco, which is just out, which is about our adventure in Iraq and what lies for its future. I do recommend that highly to anyone who wants to know the timeline and what we have in store for us in the future in Iraq. And kind of tying this all together to what's going on today, you know, basically I think that we created this problem. This government that we have in office now created this problem that we have. It's these people, and I refer this. It was funny. I was talking to John on the phone there before I got on with you about this guy who was just on, that Republican who was just on, and you know, he's just indicative. John Dean lays forth in his book, Conservative Without Conscience. I mean, it's just crazy to hear people like that be able to get on them. They're the ones to blame. It's these people right there are to blame that we're in the situation that we are. The things that happened on 9/11 are type almost knows that, and most of those Al-Qaeda operatives that were in Saudi Arabia came out of there and hit 9/11, and boy, by golly, we sure moved our bases out of Saudi Arabia real quick after that, didn't we?
Well, you know, the trouble is, Tony has a right to his opinion who called from Littleton, but they always, these people on the authoritarian right, as John Dean calls them, they always seek to do the same things over and over again, which is to get into a, you know, an attack mode and a divisive division type of thing, and instead of like debating the issue or the problem, they always come up with the same kind of you know, weird scenarios of like, well, you know, we're the ones that are responsible for the world's problems. And I think if you just, you know, if you sample what goes on their medium of talk radio, you understand that and you get it. John Caldera yesterday, who was filling in, I guess, for Mike Rosen, got on the air and said that the cut-and-run wing of the Democratic Party had a victory yesterday in Connecticut. That's the victory, by the way, for Republicans, not Democrats. I heard some ABC analysts say, well, this shows the growing sentiment against the war, and it could really affect President George Bush in the fall. And then he, you know, and he goes on and on about it. And then, you know, he says, check this out. He says they've turned their backs against the vice presidential candidate just 2 years ago. The guy who actually reaches out to most mainstream America, Joe Lieberman, or is it just that Republicans, or the Democrats hate Jews? You know, like Democrat, you know, that's a ridiculous statement right there on Caldera's party. He ought to be ashamed of himself. I'm a Democrat and a Jew, and I find it to be smacks of anti-Semitism. And then the other thing is, Lieberman is not in the mainstream. Because, you know, Mr. Caldera, read the polls. 60% of the people in this country are against the war. They want a change in direction. That's the mainstream when it's 60%. But they continue this same attack, the same slash and burn type of stuff, and they don't take into account what's going on. I mean, it's like they manufacture and live in this kind of really, you know, in this weird world.
Well, and, you know, this hegemony that these ideologues have about how we feel that we need to be able in some way control the natural resources of the world to our own benefit and not anybody else's. You know, I don't doubt one bit that oil's going up to $200 a barrel. All right, I don't doubt it one bit. You're looking at $6 and $7 a gallon for a gas, you know, for a gallon of gas, and that's in the not too distant future. And it's because of these people. They don't care. It's a money hungry authoritarian system.
Well, people in the Middle East view us as being interested only in ourselves and interested only in our agenda. And there was a long article yesterday on the front of the New York Times about the fact that in the Middle East they see us, that moderates in the Middle East and people that are interested in democratic institutions in the Middle East see Israel and the United States as building and emboldening radicals in the region through our unabashed support for Israel and also for what's going on in Iraq, and that the Bush doctrine, this cowboy kind of muscleism that the neocons believe in, is actually having a reverse effect on what it's intended to do. And now moderates are under stress in the Middle East because they can't get up and they can't make a case for the West, and they can't make a case for a democratic society, and they can't make a case for rational feelings because there's so much pressure now being generated over the Israeli-Hezbollah conflict. This whole thing has gone haywire. I mean, it's just gone haywire. It's just gone haywire. And people in this country, I really believe this, are beginning to wake up. And guys like Tony Littleton, who called in with that, I mean, you know what? Tony, you're entitled to your opinion, but you're going to have to face the facts, man. You're going to have to face the facts that people in this country are starting to reach the breaking point where they have had absolutely enough.
Yeah, right.
They've had enough. You know, they've just had enough. We need a change in direction. They've had enough. They're tired of their sons and daughters getting killed. They're tired of the Iraqis getting killed. They're tired of what's going on in the Middle East, and they want a change of direction. And the GOP has nothing to do except do the same thing over and over again, which is beat their chest, scream about security, and call us names. I mean, call us names. I mean, issue to issue, they don't want to debate that. They just want to call names and engage in slash and burn tactics. And I believe it's going to be rejected at the polls. Dave, thank you, man.
You bet, man.
All right, talk to you. I really do. I really believe it's going to be rejected. I really believe it's going to be rejected at the polls. Now we'll sit back today, and we'll sit back and we'll see what exactly comes off and what exactly happens now and how the White House handles this. Because you know that when Tony Snow holds the daily press briefing, and I believe they're in Crawford, Texas, he held it yesterday in a middle school outside of Crawford, I believe it was, or near Bush's ranch. Maybe it was inside Crawford, I don't know. But we'll see. We'll watch now, and we'll see what he has to say today, because the reporters will be besieged, and they will be all over him. I think all of us, left, right, in the middle, all of us who are Americans, who love this country, we realize that that there is a terrorist threat out there. We realize that there are problems. We realize that we have to be vigilant, but we need to take the right steps. We need to do the right things. And our eye has been diverted off the ball, which is trying to go after the people responsible for 9/11, trying to deal with people who have an ideology of hate and deal with them on many levels, not only through the use of the CIA and the FBI, but also trying to straighten things out in the Middle East. And this administration, has done a terrible job, and we need a change of direction. We desperately need it in this country. And John Murtha is quoted yesterday as saying Iraq is the number one issue facing the country. And hopefully I get into that a little bit with you a little bit more as the morning goes on. All right, be aware, get to the airport early this morning. We'll have an update on what's going on in Britain coming up here at the top of the hour. Then we're going to talk to Mohammed Norzi, Executive Director and Vice President of the Colorado Muslim Society, and Brother Malik Taylor, Chairman of the Dawah Committee. And we'll do that between 7 and 8. And we'll take your questions about Islam. Any questions you may have, we'll take them. And just hang with us this morning. It's good to have you along here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. To set discussion and disagreement, I mean, if you're like Tony Littleton, hey, you're as welcome here as anybody else. It doesn't make any difference what your feelings are. Let's talk about the issues and not call names.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk. M760, Progressive Talk.
You can see the good life all around you. The people with the bigger house, the fancy cars. It seems like everyone's living the American dream, except you. Well, what if you could start making the money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself? Make cash even when you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. And what if you could get started for free? It's not too good to be true. It's a proven system from ISI, and once you get started, the computer does the work while you collect the cash. And while supplies last, you can request a free CD that shows you how. Just call 1-800-700-5593. The secret to the good life isn't working harder. It's working smarter. Whether you just want a second income or you're ready to quit your job and live the good life, call now for your free CD, only available through this exclusive radio offer. For your free CD, call 1-800-700-5593. 1-800-700-5593. 1-800-700-5593.
Jay Marvin,
Al Franken,
Ed Schultz,
Randy Rowe,
The Majority Report.
This is AM 760,
Progressive Talk,
KKZN, Morton,
Denver, Boulder,
and broadcasting in HD.
CBS News, I'm Howard Arenstein, live in Washington, where officials have placed the entire American aviation network on high alert, following word from Britain overnight of a plot to attack airlines in mid-flight. Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff just announced that federal officials have banned all liquids in carry-on bags at all airports in this country.
Now, we recognize these measures are going to be inconvenient, but they are proportionate to the very real threat to the lives of innocent people that was posed by this plot.
Attorney General Gonzalez added,
"We are a nation at war. Today's actions are a stark reminder that the threat is real."
Now for details on the plot, live to London and reporter Vicky Barker.
Scotland Yard says at least 21 people are in custody so far. Local media reporting the suspects are British Muslims. UK airports are at their highest possible state of alert, used only if a terror attack is believed to be imminent. Most flights in and out of the world's busiest airport, Heathrow, have been suspended. Those passengers who do fly out of Britain today will do so without carry-on bags. I'm Vicky Barker reporting live from London. Now with more CBS News, here's Frank Setapani.
At airports all over this country, travelers can expect delays and a lot of frustration, and don't even think about carrying any liquids aboard.
I threw out everything that in one of my bags, shampoo, deodorant, toothpaste, nothing.
It's going to be a mess all day long, no matter where you're flying. It's high anxiety for the flyers and also for the checkpoint screeners. Just be aware. Get to the airports early, expect long delays, expect rigorous questioning at the checkpoints, and there's a great restriction on what you can carry aboard airplanes.
CBS's Bob Orr on the scene at Washington's Reagan National Airport. Overseas, angry voices in a holy city. Shiite Muslims in Najaf, Iraq, where a suicide bombing near a Shiite mosque killed at least 35 and wounded well over 100 more. An Iraqi insurgent group is claiming responsibility for the attack. To Lebanon now, where residents of Beirut have just received a grim warning. Live to CBS's Robert Berger in Jerusalem.
Israeli warplanes dropped leaflets on downtown Beirut, warning residents of three southern suburbs to evacuate immediately. The leaflets, signaling a new wave of airstrikes, promised a painful response to Hezbollah rocket attacks. Israel's defense minister said if ceasefire efforts do not achieve a breakthrough in the next few days, the army will use all tools against Hezbollah. Frank?
A storm that could be the most powerful typhoon to hit China in half a century slammed ashore a few hours ago in the same area where a typhoon last month killed more than 600 people. This time, well over 1 million people evacuated before that storm hit. Taking a look at the opening on Wall Street, just ahead of the bell, S&P futures are pointing lower. They're down more than 6 points. This is CBS News.
CompUSA email bag.
Jesse emails, "Dear CompUSA, are you guys really giving away 10 grand? You better believe it, Jesse, $10,000. And there's a guaranteed winner every day, now through Saturday. As if that's not enough, we're also putting all our Apple computers on sale for the first time ever. It's all part of CompUSA's huge back-to-school sale. Where we got it, we get it. No purchase necessary, must be 18 or older to enter. Void or prohibited, store visit required, see store for details."
There are infinite dynamics in business. For instance, the just-in-time inventory that really is dynamic. Or the every SKU already has a customer dynamic. Or the I've escaped from the crushing shackles of my supply chain dynamic. How do you achieve these kinds of dynamics? Microsoft Dynamics. Software solutions that are specially designed to improve customer relationship, financial, and supply chain management. To find out more, visit Microsoft.com/Microsoft Dynamics.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update.
British authorities earlier today say they've broken up a terrorist plot to simultaneously blow up several airliners, six in total, headed towards the U.S. A total of 21 people have been arrested, and what authorities say could have been unimaginable. Homeland Security Chief Michael Chertoff earlier this morning.
This operation is in some respects suggestive of an Al-Qaeda plot. But because the investigation is still underway, we cannot yet form a definitive conclusion.
Now, what about DIA? Spokesman Chuck Cannon speaking last hour.
That means if you've got shampoo and suntan lotion and all of that in your carry-on luggage, we have posted signs throughout the airport and along Pena Boulevard advising travelers they need to put those items in their checked luggage.
Again, to summarize, if you are flying today, do expect longer lines, delays, and no liquids will be allowed on your carry-on luggage. You must check those. We'll keep you updated as the morning progresses. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Aaron O'Neill with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
And we have seen a huge jump in that security wait time to an hour and 15 minutes right now. So do give yourself extra time if you're flying out of DIA. As far as you drive this morning, really standard stuff with southbound I-25 backed up from 104th to 84th. And a little busier on that drive across downtown. You'll find brake lights starting from 58th getting down to Spear. We're still good on our eastbound routes this morning. 6th Avenue and Boulder Turnpike, pretty much up to speed to this point. C-470, a little busier across Highlands Ranch. Of course, always that slower drive for 270 getting across Commerce City. We aren't dealing with any early morning traffic accidents. Looking at your weather today, partly cloudy, few isolated afternoon thundershowers, and highs around 93 today. We've warmed up to 75 already. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
If you'd like to save on your next tank of gas, be sure to use your SuperCard when you do your weekly shopping. Accumulate $100 in grocery purchases, and you'll save a total of 10 cents a gallon on your next fill-up at any King Supers fuel center. See store for details. King Supers, right store, right price.
Check and go. Convenient and confidential. Check and go.
Prompt and professional.
Check and go.
Above and beyond.
At Check and Go, you get real solutions to your real cash needs. It's an easy process and a more affordable option than paying bank overdraft or bounce check fees to a bank. Call 1-800-561-CASH now for information. That's 1-800-561-CASH. Or visit checkngo.com to apply for a loan online. Cash advance is subject to certain terms and conditions. See website for details. Ohio license number 750310. Rhode Island license check casher.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right.
It's 7:07, 7 minutes after 7. High today, 93. Mostly sunny skies. If you're just getting up this morning, police foil a plot to blow up aircraft inbound towards the United States. And they were these aircraft from Britain were going to come to the United States. They're going to come to New York, Washington, D.C., and I believe California. We'll have updates for you at the top and the bottom of the hour. Also, if you're headed out to DIA this morning, the security line out there is now an hour and like 15 minutes. Get there 2.5 to 3 hours early. You cannot take liquids on any of the planes, no gels, including beverages, shampoo, suntan lotion, creams, toothpaste, hair gel, and similar items are just not going to be allowed through the screening checkpoints. You can buy those items inside, once you're inside past the screening points. And we're going to get back to this, but our guests kind of tie into this, too. I had planned to do this for a long, long time. I think there is a great deal about Islam that I don't know about, and I'm sure you don't know about, and that the media doesn't give us the whole story about what the religion is about. And to many people, the face of Islam is Osama bin Laden, which is not correct. We have Mohammed Norzi. He's the executive director and president of the Colorado Muslim Association. I said that he was the vice president. I demoted him, but I was corrected. And, Mohammed, it's good to have you here. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Jay. Thanks.
All right. And we've got Brother Malik Taylor, who's chairman of the Dawah Committee. And Malik and I have talked on the phones before, so he's a listener to the station. Yeah. And, Malik, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
All right. And if you want to ask questions about Islam, 303-713-7600. You guys both know, I mean, we had planned to do this, and you guys come in here in the morning when once again you know, terrorism is in the news, and the British say that the 21 British Muslims, the 21 that they had arrested are British Muslims. And this is a question I get all the time on the phones. I can't answer this. I cannot answer this, so I don't know the answer. You give it to me. Why isn't it that more of mainstream Islam doesn't speak out against the terrorism, or is it that mainstream Islam is speaking out, but that we're just not hearing it? Either one of you.
Well, thanks for the question. That is an important question. But the fact is that the mainstream Islam always speaks against terrorism. Terrorism is not allowed in Islam at all. There is no justification of killing innocent people for any cause. And many various our scholars in different organizations, they have put out many statements concerning this. And last year, we had a really big deal nationally. There was statements put out that ruling was given again for the sake of the Westerners, so they understand, because they were saying, why we're quiet, that terrorism is not Islamic and has nothing to do with Islam at all. And here in Colorado, we have a council. It's called Colorado Muslim Council. And we have put out a statement from time to time. And even recently, we put out a couple of statements when the violence in the Middle East started again between Israel and Lebanon and also in Israel and Palestine. And most of our statements was not communicated by the media. So we are doing it, but not enough is heard from us.
So the media basically just ignores you?
Many times, for example, if we put out a statement that is a whole page or half page, maybe they put out one line here or there. Maybe one newspaper or somebody will pick up one line out of it. Ultimately, this is what I can tell you, that all Muslims, you know, they are in agreement, and there is no disagreement among Muslims, that terrorism has no place in Islam. Islam does not teach terrorism, and the life of every man, woman, children, every human being is sacred, and you can't take their life without just cause, and just cause means through legal sources, you know, if there's capital punishment or something. So nobody can take the law in their own hand and do anything. And even in a case of war, Islam regulates everything. In a case of a just war, it's still you cannot kill innocent people, especially women, children, elderly, or anyone who does not fight against you. Even in a case of war, Islam gives you guidelines that you cannot kill the cattle of your enemy. You cannot burn their crops. You cannot destroy their drinking water. And you cannot burn down their places of worship or destroy it.
But people see these images. I see them. Mm-hmm. We see them on TV of Arabs in the Middle East demonstrating violently, supporting Hezbollah. We assume, but we don't know, that they all must be Muslim. How do you reconcile that?
Well, I think the interesting thing, there's a dynamic here that you see at work. And I think, especially as a progressive radio station, and I think a lot of the Democrats can relate to this, that the message doesn't get out there that represents you. And unfortunately, there is an element within the media that wants these type of images that are out there. So you'll find that in the dynamic, you never hear, for example, what religion was Timothy McVeigh? You don't know. The media didn't portray that. What image or what religion, the guy who just killed his family here in Colorado very recently, the guy who shot his son.
Right, right.
You don't know what religion it was. It was irrelevant. And unfortunately, there's a dynamic in the media that wants to portray, especially anything coming out of the Middle East, the first thing that they portray is the religion. It's, you know, these are Muslims. But just like Mohammed Norzai just said very clearly, Islam is against the killing of any innocent people. As a matter of fact, there's a verse in the Quran that says, you know, the taking of one life is like taking all of mankind, killing all of mankind. And to save the life of one innocent person is as if he saved all of mankind. So that statement in itself tells you that there's, you know, the terrorism is not something that is supported in the religion.
But how do you reach a position of, say, an Osama bin Laden or a Zarqawi or a Mullah Omar or the leadership of Hezbollah? How do you get to that position and invoke, you know, invoke Allah in virtually everything you say? I mean, the only thing I can equate it to would be those authoritarian Christians who, like Eric Rudolph and others, who would bomb abortion clinics and then invoke the word of Jesus when, you know, Jesus has nothing to do with that. I mean, most mainstream Christians would say, well, you know, I have nothing in common with this guy. Yeah, maybe I might think that abortion is wrong, but I'm certainly not going to go to an abortion clinic and try to blow it up and try to kill innocent people. I mean, how do you take that with Islam, and how do you twist it around and justify it? How do these radicals justify this in their mind?
Good question.
Jay, what's going on is we always have to look at the root causes of terrorism. And it doesn't matter whether Muslims are doing or non-Muslims are doing. In many non-Muslims, they were using terrorism long before the Muslims started, actually. But the bottom line is there are political causes, and there are other social causes. And sometimes people, for their cause, they go and justify to use terrorism. And in their mind, anybody who does an act of terrorism, they justify it somehow. All human beings, this is how we are. We have to justify whatever we do. So in their mind, you know, I can't tell you what they think exactly, but logic tells me that somehow they justify it based on the conditions.
All right, let me interrupt you and ask this question. Is the argument against terrorism in the Quran airtight? And what's going on here is that these radical elements are cherry-picking the quotes out of the Quran and using the quotes and using language and terminology that fits their point of view while leaving out the rest of it? Is that what they're doing?
Sure.
I think you said it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just like you'll find in any religion where you have extremists in any religion, and you can look at all of them. Every religion has extremists. And every extremist will take just a portion out of context and apply that towards whatever their cause is, which has nothing to do with the religion itself. But you'll find that the people who are most susceptible to falling under these kinds of tactics are people who don't really understand their faith very much. So education, not only within for those who are practicing that religion, but those outside of it, is a key element. You know, if you don't know something, then you tend to fall for anything. You know, so education, I think, is a primary a solution, number one, and it starts with talking about these issues.
I want to ask this question before we go to a break. Are these issues that are discussed among the Muslim mainstream community on a regular basis? Do these things come up? And it's got to be painful for you to see these things going on.
Absolutely.
Well, Jay, I wanted to add that, you know, well, we talk about these issues, of course, in the Muslim community. We talk about these things, just like all the other communities. We have our issues as well. But the thing is, though, I want to just bring everybody's attention to what's going on in the Middle East right now. As Israel is attacking Lebanon and also the Palestinians as well, they killed many civilians, women and children. It was condemned by United Nations. Many things that they are doing, they're against international laws, against human rights, and it's killing of civilians because of your cause. So they are doing exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
They have a cause, and that is to protect their country, but as a result of that, they're going directly killing innocent people, bombing everyone, and including even hit the base of United Nations. And this morning I heard in the radio that they hit the lighthouse. I mean, so how do you explain that? You know, I mean, terrorism, how do we define really terrorism? So if anybody wants to kill some people innocent people for their cause, if they're called terrorists, and in this case, then Israel also qualifies to be a terrorist country.
All right. Hang on a second, and we'll come come back to both of you. Mohammed Norzai, Executive Director and President of the Colorado Muslim Association, Brother Malik Taylor, who is a listener of this radio station, and he's chairman of the Dawah Committee. And we'll, if you want to talk to them about their position, if you want to talk to them about Islam, 303-713-7600. Right now, let's jump out to AM760's Todd Shepard, who is out at DIA, and let's find out what's going on out there in lieu of the updated security out there, the increased security. Todd, what's going on out there at DIA, and how long is the wait out there now?
Well, Jay, if you call the DIA security wait line, they have that automated system where they try to approximate the wait time for you, and they say that it's an hour and 15 minutes. I might put another 15 minutes on that. So, yes, it could take you up to 90 minutes to get through security today. Now, probably the biggest reason for this is because the terror plot involved liquid explosives, no liquids are allowed past the security checkpoint. And when we say liquids, we really mean it. I mean, here we're talking about something like toothpaste. No toothpaste goes through security. No hair gels, no suntan lotion, no shampoo. So you have a lot of people that are at the check-in counter who are having to make these last-minute adjustments. They may have had some of these items in their carry-on bag. You see them throwing it into their checked baggage. So that's causing a delay at the check-in counter. Jay, are you familiar where Concourse A goes out of the north side of the DIA?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, well, you know how that checkpoint is so, I mean, it's basically out of the terminal. Today I'm seeing something that I have never seen before ever, and I've covered DIA for fog delays, snow delays. I even covered it last July when there was the subway bombing in London in last July. Today, the security check line from Concourse A stretches all the way back into the terminal to the halfway point of the terminal and then starts to stretch out to the driveway, if you can even imagine that. That's how long security is, the security wait time is today.
Wow. All right, so people who are headed out to DIA, you better get out there early. And once again, let me just clear something up with you real quick here, because I know you're busy. Liquids, you know, such as toothpaste, shampoo, suntan lotion, creams, all of those things, you can't have those on in your carry-on, but you can pack them in your suitcase, correct?
You can pack them in your suitcase, and so that's what everyone's being advised to do as they are in the check-in line. So they're being told you need to take anything like this and take it out of your carry-on baggage, your purse, your handbag, your pockets. I mean, even if you had a little antibiotic cream in your pocket, that's got to go. The only exceptions to this rule are baby formula and liquid medicines. So if you can prove to the TSA that you have to have that liquid medicine, or if you show them that it's baby formula, those two items can go. Everything else does not get past the security checkpoint.
All right. Todd, thank you so much. Hope you'll check in with us again and let us know what's going on.
There's... You bet. Thanks, Jay.
All right. Thanks, Todd. There's AM760's Todd Shepard out at DIA. Please, if you're flying today, get there early. 722, 22 minutes after 7. You want to talk to our guests about Islam, about what's going on in the Middle East, 303-713-7600. I got two lines open. We'll take your calls, and we'll continue here on AM760 Progressive Talk.
AM760, Progressive Traffic.
Taking it pretty easy on the highways this morning. We're just kind of dealing with the usual stuff in that heavy drive out of Thornton and Norkland for southbound I-25. Really gets to be stop and go right around 58th Avenue and carries across downtown. Northbound I-25, wide open. If you're leaving the tech center, heading up towards downtown. Eastbound route, still in great shape. Wide open on that drive in from Lakewood for 6th Avenue. Boulder Turnpike's looking pretty good. No delay stretching C-470. We are finding backup southbound 225 from Colfax, getting down past Alameda, and then again on that approach to Yosemite to the Denver Tech Center merge. Weather for today, partly cloudy, isolated late afternoon thundershowers, highs up around 93. We've warmed up to 75 already. Maren O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Take your car to my experts in the auto industry. Aspen Goodyear, the largest independent Goodyear dealer in Colorado with 5 convenient locations, offering full auto services with top-notch ASE certified technicians. And get this, they refuse to be beaten on any price. So shop the rest, then call Aspen Goodyear for the absolute lowest price and fastest service, including a free alignment when you buy 4 tires. 303-771-9800, 771-9800.
If you're going to internet date, I think you have to be a little careful. I learned the hard way. I had an online romance with Cityboy 284 for 7 weeks. We shared our innermost thoughts, our fantasies, you name it. We were so nervous to meet, so we just kept putting it off. 342 emails later, we decided to meet at a sushi restaurant downtown. I walked in, looked around, and I saw him sitting alone.
The thing about a good story, especially a life story, you want it to keep going. Drive the safest car you can, Volvo, for life. As part of Volvo's year-end sales event, lease a new S60 2.5T for $349 a month for 36 months. $33.39 due at signing. Taxes, title and registration fees extra. Call 877-24-VOLVO for details. Visit your Denver area Volvo retailer before this lease offer ends. Speaking of endings, hear the rest of the story at DenverVolvoDealers.com.
When it's time for a new roof, that's the only number you need. If your home needs a new roof this year, call Excel Roofing, Denver's most trusted roofer. We make it so easy. Your Excel Roofing project manager will take care of your job from start to finish. Excel Roofing has set the standard with our no payment until the job is finished and you are satisfied policy. Don't pay anyone in advance. This is the only way to have work done on your home. Call us today for a free in-home estimate at 303-761-6400. Excel is the original roofer on Tom Martino's referral list. When Tom Martino needed a new roof, he used Excel Roofing. You should do the same. Call us at 303-761-6400 or check us on the web at ExcelRoofing.com.
Excel Roofing, we're on top of it.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
7:25, 25 minutes after 7. Good morning. High today, 93, mostly sunny skies. Get out to DIA early. If you're planning to fly, the wait out there is like an hour and 15 minutes now on the security line, and it's going to get longer. And once again, no liquids allowed on the flights, no gels. You know what? If you want to bring shampoo, suntan lotion, creams, toothpaste, hair gel, or similar items, pack them in your bags. You can't take them on the carry-on because of this British police saying they have arrested 21 people in connection with a terrorist plot to blow up an aircraft flying from the United Kingdom to the United States. And we'll have an update of that coming up in a couple of minutes here. My guests are Mohammed Norzai, Executive Director of the and President of the Colorado Muslim Association, Brother Malik Taylor. Society, I'm sorry. I keep saying association, but they're the same. Brother Malik Taylor, Chairman of the Dawah Committee. Thanks, guys, for being on here this morning with all of that. And, John, you want to turn their mics on so they can talk? There you go. Okay, let's take a call. Let's see if we can squeeze a call in real quick here. And let's go to Adrian in Denver. Adrian, you're on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Go ahead, Adrian. Ask your question.
Hey, it's not really a question, Jay. It's more of a comment and a sort of a confession. I'm a black male, so I sort of understand what it's like to be viewed and looked at in different ways. But for me, I it's coming to a point now where I have a hard time, and I find myself thinking and saying things about, and again, this is bad, about, you know, Muslims, classifying all the same way. And I truly understand, you know, one of your guests, and no disrespect, went down the road of, you know, saying, sort of making excuses for the extremist behavior. And it goes on in Christianity, but maybe not to the same level of violence, but our, you know, extremism leads to other people getting hurt, I guess, in other countries, and greed. But he went down the whole road of, you know, what's going on in Israel and Lebanon, but, you know, they allowed Hezbollah to operate within their borders, and they kidnapped two soldiers. I don't know if it were my child. I would want them to do whatever it took to get them back. So my question is, how do you plan on going about changing the view of Islam or Muslims in this country? Because I think I'm a very liberal and moderate, you know, easy thinking person, but my views are slowly changing toward. I don't want to use the word hatred, but it maybe it is distrust. I mean, I'm looking at Muslims and I'm like, God, maybe we should just give them their own aircraft or, you know.
Let's let them answer because I'm gonna start to get up against the clock here with the with the news update. You want to listen to the answer on the radio, Adrian? And thanks,
okay.
Thanks for the call.
Thanks,
all right, who wants to take this?
I'll take that. Thank you for the question, Adrian. I happen to be an African American as well. And I can tell you from experience, just like you can relate also, that sometimes stereotypes are placed upon people unjustly. And I know that being a black man in America, you know, there are things that people portray you as when you're not. And what you're doing is you're falling right into that same trap when it comes to Muslims. You are automatically associating Muslims with terrorism. And that's wrong. I think that's a part of what you see the mainstream media doing. You know, because unfortunately you'll find, on some of these talk shows, they never have these so-called experts are Muslims. And if you ever pay attention, you'll notice that the people that they have talking about Islam are non-Muslims. It's like if I wanted to know about Judaism, I shouldn't go to another Muslim to learn. I should go, you know, and talk to maybe a rabbi. If I wanted to learn more about Christianity, maybe I should go and talk to a pastor or something. But I don't take my information from the media, because we know that sometimes the media sensationalizes things and they don't always give the correct perspective.
All right. You guys, hang on here. We're going to go do a CBS news update, and then we'll take more calls at 303-713-7600 for Mohammed Nurzai, Executive Director and the President of the Colorado Muslim Society, and Brother Malik Taylor, Chairman of the Dawah Committee. I got to ask you what that is before you get out of here, because I wonder what that means. And if you want to line up, I got three open lines if you want to ask questions about Islam, or if you want to sit back and listen, you can do that as well. And because I've got a ton of questions, too, that I want to ask. And I also want to talk about your open house that's coming up, too, for those of us who would like to go and find out more. But right now, we do have a situation going on in London. We're going to go to a CBS News update and find out what the latest is on this foiled terrorist plot. And then we'll take a look at the traffic for you, and also advise you about the waiting line out at DIA.
This is the real deal.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Chris Mavridis.
One of the most massive plots and most deadly plots ever conceived.
New York Congressman Peter King on a British-born terror plot he says would have been deadlier than 9/11.
This plot appears to have been well-planned and well-advanced.
Homeland Security Chief Michael Chertoff says 21 people were arrested in Britain overnight. The plan was to bomb several U.S.-bound American jetliners from Britain.
The terrorists planned to carry the components of the bombs, including liquid explosive ingredients disguised as beverages.
As a result, if you're flying, don't plan to bring along your coffee. Liquids have been banned.
I feel very nervous.
I'm Vicky Barker in London. Some 400,000 people have been affected by the travel chaos at London's Heathrow Airport. They're begging travelers to stay away. Those who do get to fly today will have to do so without carry-on bags. No laptops, no big wallets, no purses. CBS News Special Report. I'm Vicky Barker.
7:31. Actually, it's coming up on 7:30. Yeah, it is 7:32 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Aaron O'Neill, mm-hmm. You know, I never bring anything on a plane except a book.
Yeah, same here.
I don't carry on baggage. Do you carry on baggage?
No,
you don't do that, do you?
I've got my iPod and my book.
Yeah, well, you know what? You can't bring an iPod on.
Really?
No, you got to pack it. Key fobs. You can't bring key fobs on.
Okay.
None of that stuff. All right, what's the waiting time out there now? Do you have that information?
It's been fluctuating. At one time, it was up to an hour and 15 minutes. Now it's dropped back down to 30 minutes. So you're looking anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour, and they're recommending you get there at least 3 hours before your flight. So definitely give yourself a lot of extra time. As far as you drive out to the airport, eastbound I-70, a little busy from I-25 getting out to Brighton, but then we're rolling clear as you continue out towards Pena Boulevard. Off the highways, another one of our routes up towards the airport. Big multi-car crash at Buckley and Alameda was hanging up that intersection. Highways this morning, pretty standard stuff. We're just now catching delays on our eastbound routes, Boulder Turnpike from Federal to Pecos. C-470 drive slowing past Wadsworth, and again on that drive across Highlands Ranch area. Southbound I-25, pretty usual here from Thornton and Northland, 104th to 84th, but it's awfully slow on that approach to I-70. That's going to carry down through Spear. Looking at your weather today, partly cloudy, few isolated afternoon.
Are you spending too much money maintaining your office or home computers? This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Starting at less than $100, a PC Answers technician will come to your home or office and solve all of your computer problems quickly and painlessly.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit them at pc-answers.com. That's pc-answers.com, 303-548-1414. Proud member of Tom Martino's Troubleshooter Network at troubleshooter.com.
Story on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Just Brakes.
What does Just Brakes charge for a new brake pad?
Just Brakes safety experts will replace pads and shoes on all four wheels for just $99.88.
All four wheels?
Yes. Just Brakes will also machine rotors and drums and inspect the brake system for any other problems.
Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels and machines rotors and drums for $99.88. You are the brake safety experts. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we
additional parts or services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
Your glasses just aren't helping your eyes. I know that sounds harsh, but you probably know that from your own experience. Corrective lenses don't cure poor eyesight. In fact, our doctors believe they can create dependency and make bad vision worse. How many people do you know, including yourself, whose eyesight got weaker with every stronger prescription? The doctors who created the See Clearly method say that many people need stronger prescriptions year after year. Fortunately, there's a way to improve bad vision naturally, without drugs and without surgery. It's called the See Clearly method, and it's developed by Apollo award-winning optometrists. Pick up the phone, and we'll send you a free video to see this program for yourself. Your eyesight is not going to get any better if you keep putting on those glasses. It's time you finally did something about it. Call right now for your free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-900-3213. That's 1-800-900-3213. 1-800-900-3213.
Match.com's marketing campaign has worked too well. Thousands of the world's most captivating women have registered with Match.com. So men, now's your chance to see what it's like to have the odds in your favor. Match.com, the number one site for love.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far, I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. Everything you need to get started making money on the internet is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Call 1-800-900-1624. 1-800-900-1624. 1-800-900-1624.
Where would you like to be? RE/MAX can help you find your perfect place, whether it's across the street or on the other side of the world. Nobody sells more real estate than RE/MAX. Visit RE/MAX.com today. RE/MAX. Outstanding agents. Outstanding results. Each office independently owned and operated.
The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning. 7:36. 36 minutes past the hour. High today, 93. Mostly sunny. Once again, if you're headed out to DIA, get there early. You're going to have to wait in line. Security has been upped. You can't take any liquids on the plane. If you got shampoo, suntan lotion, creams, toothpaste, hair gel, or similar items, pack them in your bag. Do not take them on your carry-on because you're going to have to surrender them at the checkpoint. We'll have another update coming up at the top of the hour. British police say they have arrested 21 people in connection with a terrorist plot to blow up aircraft flying from the United Kingdom to the United States. There are 21 Muslims, and it just so happens that we have Muhammad Norzai, executive director and president of the Colorado Muslim Society. I called him vice president earlier, so I demoted him, but now I've put him back where he should be. And brother Malik Taylor, who is a listener of this radio station, a caller, and is chairman of the Dawah Committee. And I swear to you, before you get out of here, I'll find out what that is. But if you want to talk about Islam, if you want to ask him about current events and the Quran or their feelings about what's going on, 303-713-7600. Let's take some phone calls, you guys.
Okay.
You want to do that?
Yes.
Okay. Let's go to Aaron in Thornton. Aaron, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello?
Hi, Aaron. You're on.
Oh, thanks. I actually just kind of have a comment, and I'd like to hear what they have to think about it. I think people like your last caller who have this kind of opinion about Islam don't really educate themselves in the history of Muslims and realize that Christianity has had its fair share of terrorists and have tortured and killed and murdered many Muslims in Christianity's history. The siege of Jerusalem, when we killed not just women and children, but men. And people don't educate themselves. And the people in the Middle East have this opinion of Christianity because every time Christianity has a chance to make a good and do good for those people, we end up turning around and murdering civilians. And I'm a Christian. And I know that my country, when President Bush or foreign policy, doesn't represent Christian beliefs. I mean, we could do a lot more in helping educate and build these countries and give them a different perspective of American values, and but we don't.
All right, I'll start an answer. Who wants to take that? You want to take that, Mohammed?
Yes, I'll take it. I appreciate the comment, Aaron, and you're absolutely right. The bottom line is, you know, I think we really have to define terrorism. What is terrorism? And, as surely with American bombing, many civilians were killed in Iraq. Those people didn't ask for it, men, women, children who were civilians. As I said earlier, you know, Israelis are killing people in Palestine and also Lebanon, that they're all innocent people. And they could be Muslim and they could be Christian. Palestinians have a fair number of Christians as well, and so do Lebanese. And so the religion has nothing to do with it. You know, they are civilians and they are innocent people and they should not be killed. So what is terrorism really? We really have to define it. Is it allowed for countries or states to kill innocent people, but organizations can't? You know, I mean, we really have to talk about this. So I think whoever we don't like right now anymore, we call them terrorists. And it's so easy for us to do that. If you look at our history, even in this country, at the beginning, it was the American Indians. They called them savages. And in the name of, use that and just kill them, destroy them, put them away. And now, as we know, they all live in these reservations, and I call it concentration camps. The modern version of it.
Yeah, people should read about the manifest of destiny in this country. People just need to educate themselves.
You know what? I don't think. I think people would agree with the whole manifest destiny thing as being BS that we were taught in schools. But in all fairness, Mohammed, you know, Hezbollah fires rockets into Israel indiscriminately. They don't even try to hit military targets. They just fire them into wherever they land, and as many civilians as they kill, that's fine with them. I mean, that's got to be against the Quran. And if it is, do you condemn that?
We have to take a look at this a little bit further. Now, it all started with them kidnapping two soldiers. You know, that's where it started, okay? And now, last time I heard, if the soldiers are taken as prisoners, they're like so-called prisoners of war, and you have to work on it and to negotiate and get them back. It does not mean you're supposed to go and kill hundreds of poor, innocent people, women, children, and elderly, and so on, because you want to recover two kidnapped soldiers and displace hundreds of thousands of people. And, I mean, how do you just... I like somebody to tell
me... Well, I don't justify that. I don't justify that, and I think there's a lot of people who don't justify that. I think there's a lot of people who understand but don't agree with what Israel's doing. I mean, they don't agree with it, and they understand the threat that Israel feels about Hezbollah with the rockets and their armed military presence, and the idea of a militia operating inside an organized state. And they are also a political party. They do have 28 seats in the government. But, you know, in all due fairness, you didn't answer my question. I mean,
okay.
Hezbollah is not trying. I mean, they're indiscriminately firing rockets at population centers packed with ball bearings, and you know what? Wherever they land is wherever they land. So if you're going to condemn the Israelis for their actions, then you also got to step forward and go, okay, Hezbollah, what they're doing is wrong. And what you told me in the beginning is, technically, according to your word, what Hezbollah is doing is against the Quran. They're committing a sin.
Well, I definitely agree there. In a case of a war, the innocent people's life has to be spared. Islam, it definitely speaks against that. It's against Islamic laws to kill civilians for any cause or for any kind of just war. So Islam does regulate that. Well, this is against Islam. But if we talk about it logically, then that's a whole different story. You know, regardless of people's religion.
No, you got to adhere to your faith. I mean, if you claim, thank you, Aaron, because now you and I are going to get, now we're not getting into it, but I'm trying to challenge on this. If you claim that you adhere to your faith and that you are adhering to the Quran, mm-hmm. And a lot of times what goes on is they invoke the image in the name of Allah, then if the Quran says that killing innocent civilians is a sin, then Hezbollah is sinning, basically, according to the Quran, correct? So you would then come forward, you would say to them, so mainstream Muslims who read this in the Quran and understand this should stand up and say, but wait a minute, you know, you're sinning against the Quran. It would be the same thing as mainstream Christians, mm-hmm. would stand up and say, and have stood up and said, that extreme right-wing authoritarian Christians who, you know, engage in bombing abortion clinics, killing doctors, you know, making people's lives miserable, that what they're doing is wrong. And we condemn this.
We have said that, and we condemn the killing of innocent people, regardless of who's doing it. Whether the innocent people are Muslims or non-Muslim, it doesn't matter. Regardless of who's doing it, we condemn that across the board. You know,
all right, so what Hezbollah is doing is a sin and it's wrong.
Islamically, yes, that is wrong.
Okay.
It's against Islamic laws.
Let me add something to this, because I think the problem here is that on one side you're trying to associate a religion. You're trying to say Hezbollah are all Muslims and this is a Muslim.
Well, not all Muslims. I'm saying that particular strain of thought of Islam.
Okay, but here's what I'm saying is that Hezbollah is, I mean, you don't have Hezbollah in, you know, you don't find them mainstream in other countries. You have them concentrated in that particular area. And if you remember, the formation of Hezbollah happened out of, you know, aggressions that were going on between them and Israel before. So it's just the same as saying that, you know, there are people around the world who do not agree with President Bush, and they look at President Bush as a terrorist. People around the world do. Now, from our perspective, from being Americans, we may not necessarily see him as a terrorist. We may not agree with his policies, but you don't hear them referring to him as a terrorist. Well, but you have other people in the world that see him differently. So it's a matter of perspective. So I think the issue here is that you're trying to point out that Hezbollah are going against the Quran, but you can also say the same thing about Israel, because does the Bible not say thou shalt not kill?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, and does the Bible also say turn the other cheek?
Oh, you know what? Absolutely. And as I said in the beginning when I started talking to Muhammad, I mean, I'm not disputing that. I'm absolutely saying that that's true. And there are many people, both in the United States and outside the United States, that view George W. Bush, that view the president and his base as being right-wing authoritarian Christians. And there's much talk about, you know, end times and the apocalypse and all of that stuff going on. And mainstream Christians disassociate themselves with that point of view and come forward and say, hey, wait a minute, you know, we don't look at that, we don't believe that, we don't think about it. And there are many people on the Christian left who especially object to not only, you know, United States foreign policy, but also what's going on. I think everybody objects to what's going on in the Middle East, most rational thinking adults. But my point is, it isn't about the label terrorism, it's about this. It's about Hezbollah coming forward and invoking the name Allah and using the Quran, or it's like Osama bin Laden using the Quran as a justification for what they're doing. All right, now we'll continue this, and we'll take calls, too. I'll get in as many as I can. It's 7:47, 47 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Thanks for joining us this morning.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Drive this morning really hasn't been too bad, but give yourself a couple extra minutes if you're southbound I-25. We've got that usual delay leaving Thornton and Northland that starts from 104th to 84th. But now we're really kind of packed in. Stop and go slow from 58th Avenue getting down to Spear. Still rolling wide open between downtown and the Tech Center. Eastbound 6th Avenue, not too bad if you're coming in from the Lakewood area. We are starting to get busy now, though, from Sheridan to I-25. The Boulder Turnpike's now loaded up on that approach to Federal. 270 is the slow drive across Commerce City. And southbound 225 is loaded up from Colfax to Alameda. Again, stop and go from after Parker Road. Weather for today, partly cloudy. Few isolated late afternoon thundershowers and highs around 93 today. We warmed up to 75 now. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
With Jeep, experience the best in American and German engineering and design. Get employee pricing plus. Well-qualified buyers can...
Since I put Regency Bristol Windows in my home, I've saved thousands of dollars on my energy bills. They guarantee that you will save at least 47% on yours, too. For a limited time, the best window on the market is offered at an additional off-season discount. It's the best time ever to get the Regency Bristol Window on your home. Call 303-233-0833 now or go to bristolwindows.com.
Find out how
a 1-800-900-1004. That's 1-800-900-1004. 1-800-900-1004.
So, Bob, nice car.
Yep, it sure is.
Win the lottery?
Nope.
Ah, you stole while you worked here.
Nah.
Get a new job?
Job? Not really.
Don't tell me you're your own boss now.
Yep.
You're making $5, $10, $15,000 a month?
Uh-huh.
How did you do it?
Well...
Not on your own. You had help.
Yep.
Who helped you? Your mommy?
Nope.
Your brother?
No, you did.
I did? Wait a minute. Don't tell me you got Bruce A. Berman's book and CD.
Sure did.
That Bruce A. Berman is making everybody rich.
Everybody but you. You should buy his book and CD now.
Thanks, Bob. This is Bruce Berman. If you want to make $5, $10, even $15,000 a month right now from the comfort of your own home, then you don't have to buy my book. I will give you a free copy of my book and my Making Money CD. That's over $100 value. This limited time free offer is available only on my website, 7bruce.com. That's the number 7bruce.com. That's the number 7bruce.com. You can be making money within 30 days, guaranteed. So log on to 7bruce.com now.
Don't you hate losing things? Like your wallet, or your cell phone, or worse yet, a treasured keepsake. That can really hurt. But what about losing faith in a person? Especially someone you trust, like a friend or a loved one. Republican Congresswoman Marilyn Musgrave has given us hundreds of reasons to lose our faith in her. She consistently voted against allowing federal stem cell research that could lead to treatments for horrible diseases. Musgrave took tens of thousands in campaign contributions from Tom DeLay, the guy who spread corruption around Washington like a virus. And while those with guts in Congress seek the truth about forced abortions in U.S. territory, Musgrave turned her back on the unborn to protect her political cronies. In fact, Marilyn Musgrave embodies everything that's gone haywire in Congress these days. And boy, have we lost faith in them.
Paid for by Coloradans for Life.
Sleepless nights, agonizing days. Don't let the stress of heavy credit card debt ruin your life or the ability for you to get a good job. Take action. Call Debt Relief of America. They are professional, proven debt negotiators that work for you to get credit card companies to eliminate 50 to 60% of your credit card debt. Credit card companies make it hard for the average American to get out of debt. High interest rates and late fees keep you in a never-ending cycle of debt prison. Debt Relief of America helps you break free by wiping out up to 60% of your credit card debt using secret programs most credit card companies don't want you to know about.
I was buried in debt with no way of knowing how I was going to get out. DRA worked with my creditors and cut my debt in half.
Call now for your free debt relief consultation. There is absolutely no cost or obligation. Call 800-704-9938. 800-704-9938. One call could literally save you thousands of dollars. Not available in all states. 800-704-9938. 800-704-9938.
Hi, it's Al Franken. I'm coming up after Jay on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 751. 51 minutes past the hour. High today, 93, mostly sunny. Headed out to DIA. Get there early because of what's going on in London. The air travel in the United States is snarled up. Man, we are beginning. Boy, you know what? I might have to keep you guys another 30 minutes or something. I mean, if everybody hangs on here. I got all these calls. And we got Mohammed Norzai, Executive Director and President of the Colorado Muslim Society, and Brother Malik Taylor, Chairman of the Dawah Committee. I want to ask you about the open house. I want to ask you about the committee. Can I just squeeze in a few more phone calls, and then we'll do that? And if I got to keep you over to find out about the other stuff, because there are people who are hanging on like crazy here. Let's go to Jay in Denver. Jay, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Yes. When was the last peace rally that the Muslims disassociated themselves from bombing of innocent people? I don't hear about that very much. I bet you can't even say I condemn Hezbollah for indiscriminately bombing civilians.
Well, Mohammed just did, though, before
the break. No, he didn't say it. He didn't say it. Let me hear him say it. I condemn Hezbollah for bombing innocent civilians. Indiscriminately bombing. Let me hear him say, I condemn Hezbollah.
But you got to turn his mic on. Hang on. Go ahead, Mohammed.
All right, Jay. We condemn anyone.
No. Hezbollah. No, I want you to hear you say, I condemn Hezbollah.
Well, when I say anyone, that includes everyone. Why don't you say you condemn Israel for doing that?
If they did indiscriminately, absolutely.
All right, well, wait a minute. I'll rise to the occasion. I'm Jewish. I condemn the Israelis for killing innocent civilians. I have no problem saying that. Do you have problem saying that you condemn Hezbollah?
No, but my statement, when I say that we condemn anyone who kill innocent civilians, I think that includes anyone who does it, and that includes if Hezbollah is doing that.
All right, but he's got a point there. Why would, Mohammed, I mean, I don't want to offend you or anything, but why wouldn't you specifically say you condemn Hezbollah for doing it?
Because Hezbollah is not the only one around the world who's doing it.
Well, yeah, but I mean, that's okay, but the subject is Hezbollah, the subject is not. I mean, you know what? I don't think what the Israelis are doing is right. I think they would have been better off to try some kind of a negotiated settlement first instead of engaging all of this. I think there's far too many civilians that are getting hurt, okay? But I also have, you know, no problem not only talking about Israel, and I believe in a Jewish state, and I believe in Israel, and I support Israel, but I have no problems with that. But also, you know, the other side of it is I have no problems condemning Hezbollah either, because I think they're wrong.
Can I, two things.
You still haven't said it.
Well, let me address two things. You said about the peace rallies. There is actually a peace rally tomorrow, not tomorrow, but Saturday, down at the Civic Center. So you're more than welcome to go down and join that peace rally. The other part to that is that we're also having this community open house for that very reason, so that people can come and see that Muslims, we do condemn terrorist acts, whether they be done by Hezbollah, whether they be done by the United States, whether they be done by any organization or anyone, the killing of innocents is wrong, period.
Let me hear you say it then.
Well, he just did. He just did.
No, he didn't. Not specifically.
Well, I think what you're wanting me to do is to say it in your words, and I'm not going to say it in your words. I'm going to speak for myself. And what I'm saying to you, and what Brother Muhammad is saying to you, is very specific. We condemn the killing of innocent people. The Islam condemns the killing of innocent people. So
then you also condemn Hezbollah. True? You condemn Hezbollah in saying that.
Well, I don't know. You know, look.
He won't say it.
You know what? I'm puzzled by that, you guys. I mean, I have no trouble. There are plenty of Jews in the United States. There are plenty of Jews around the world who, while they understand Israel's right to defend itself, and they understand what's going on there, and they understand the threat that they feel and the pressure they're under, are not happy with the innocent civilians that are being killed. They don't think it's right. And there's even a small peace contingent in Israel that doesn't think that it's right. That was in the New York Times yesterday.
So let me ask you a question.
So why would you have trouble saying that Hezbollah specifically is wrong?
Okay, Dan.
Well, let me ask you in this way. Because you just made a statement. You said that Israel has a right to defend themselves, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And because Israel is a state, they are their own country, and they have a right to defend themselves, correct?
Right.
So now would you also apply the same thing to Lebanon?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So now does Lebanon have an army?
Yes, they do. They have an organized army.
Okay. And their organized army has not been very effective, correct?
Right. It's pretty weak.
Okay. So then you have organizations or militias that step in when they feel that the government isn't protecting their people like they should. And so what he's asking us to do is to say, well, condemn Hezbollah, when from their perspective, they're protecting and they're defending themselves as well.
Yeah, but you know what? If you're going to say the Israelis are wrong for the carnage in Lebanon, then you got to turn around and you got to say Hezbollah is wrong, because taking rockets packed with ball bearings and shooting them towards population centers with no military targets in mind, as Human Rights Watch points out, and they certainly pointed out about things about Israel, that's a war crime. That's wrong. That's immoral. Because people living in Haifa, people living in, you know, in other cities in Israel, they're innocent civilians, they're not involved in the war. So instead of, like, trying to hit military targets, they're just launching rockets at will, sometimes firing, you know, over 100 rockets at a time, and they're hoping to do the most damage that they possibly can to civilians. And nobody is in their right mind can go along with that and say that that's okay. If you say one side's wrong, in other words, what I guess I'm trying to say to you here is, and we'll continue this. I want you guys to stay, because we'll continue this. We'll take all the calls. Everybody hang on. But you know what? I want you guys to think about this during the news. If you're gonna advocate for peace, you got to be an honest broker. So you got to be able to look at both sides, and you got to be able to vocally say that what goes on both sides is absolutely 100% wrong. We'll continue. Everybody hang on. I'll get to your calls. I promise you. Please stay with us here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We got an update on what's going on in Britain and traveling in the United States by airline. We got that coming up here in a couple of seconds. And if you're headed out to DIA, please get there early. Security is extremely tight.
AM 760.
This is Al Franken, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Sounds even better with an HD radio. In high definition, we sound like an FM station.
Really?
Get all the details about HD radio on AM760.net.
Imagine your perfect life when you never have to give money a second thought. Imagine living that life now and when you retire. Hi, I'm Ross Jardine. I've taught thousands of people how to make money in the stock market. If you're already trading stocks and not satisfied with your results, or if you want to trade but you're afraid you'll lose money, let me help you by sending you my free DVD, The 3 Secrets to Making Money in the Stock Market. And with your DVD, I'll also include a free 30-day trial on my Stock Investor website. Together, this is a $139 value, but for a limited time, you can get both for free. Unlike other free offers, my 64-minute DVD is not a sales pitch. It's valuable instruction that's easy to follow. In it, I show you step-by-step how to make money trading stocks using my Stock Investor website. To get your free DVD and free 30-day trial to my Stock Investor website, call 1-800-889-8896. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-889-8896. That's 1-800-889-8896.
AM 760 and HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760. 60 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. Better alive than dead, One Flyer's reaction to stepped-up security at airports around the country. A response to the alleged plot to blow up planes bound from Great Britain to New York, Washington, and California. In Washington, Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff and Congressman Peter King.
This plot appears to have been well-planned and well-advanced.
It would have had implications if it had gone beyond September 11th.
British authorities cracked the plot, arresting 21 suspects. Chertoff says they plan to blow up planes with liquid explosives hidden in carry-on luggage.
We believe that the arrests in Britain have significantly disrupted this major threat. But we cannot assume that the threat has been completely thwarted or that we have fully identified and neutralized every member of this terrorist network.
At Washington's Reagan National Airport, CBS's Bob Orr tells us the threat alert on flights from Britain has been raised to code red for the first time.
That is the highest terror alert level. Code red applies to all flights from the UK to the US. A number of flights have already been canceled today. More are expected to be canceled. Many airlines operating between the two countries say the ones that will get out will be delayed by several hours.
Anonymous security officials say United Airlines, American, and Continental were the targets. KRLD's Chuck Schechner has passenger reaction from Dallas-Fort Worth.
Passengers here surprised by the news and surprised by heightened security. At the security checkpoint, no liquids are being allowed through. A morning cup of coffee, a soft drink, even suntan lotion being taken from passengers. Most of them tell me they're not overly concerned. They have a very much confidence in the security system. One man says, had he known what was going on this morning, he might have stayed home and flown another day.
In Boston, where two of the 9/11 planes were hijacked, Massachusetts Governor Romney is sending National Guard troops to patrol Logan Airport. In Iraq, angry Shiite Muslims in the holy city of Najaf, where a suicide bomber blew himself up near a mosque, killing at least 35 people. In Lebanon, heavy ground fighting is raging in the south. To the north, Israeli planes have been dropping leaflets in the heart of Beirut, warning of a painful and strong response to Hezbollah rocket attacks. America's obesity epidemic has spread to the youngest of the young. CBS's Jim Shenavy has the fat facts.
Everyone likes a chubby baby. But according to Harvard researchers, there's been a dramatic increase in the number of overweight children under 6 years old. The study involved more than 120,000 kids over a 22-year period, and the prevalence of obesity in young children jumped 59% to the point where, right now, one in every 10 babies is clinically fat. What's behind it? Well, it's unclear, but the study authors say it's important that pregnant moms avoid smoking and excessive weight gain, and breastfeeding their newborns is still the best bet.
In early Wall Street trading, the Dow's down 8 points, Nasdaq's down 6. This is CBS News.
Top three reasons I'm going to need a professional installer. Number three, some things you just can't ask your buddies to help with. Number two, I only have two arms, and clearly that won't be enough. And number one, countertops are more than I want to tackle.
The Home Depot can get it installed, guaranteed, from top to bottom, inside and out, like new countertops or cabinets. Come in and just leave it to us. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. License numbers available at your local store.
You trust your car to take you places this summer. So who do you trust to take care of your car? Sears Auto Centers. Full-service car care, bumper to bumper. From diehard batteries to all the top tire brands, even on Sundays. All backed with a national guarantee of satisfaction. Come in now and get great savings on Goodyear and Michelin tires during our national automotive sale. You're going places this summer. Make sure your car is going to the place that protects it best. Sears Auto Centers. See store for guarantee details. Exclusions apply. See LNZ 2606.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. British authorities earlier today say they've broken up a terrorist plot to simultaneously blow up several airliners, six in total, headed towards the U.S. A total of 21 people have been arrested in what authorities say could have been unimaginable. Homeland Security Chief Michael Chertoff earlier this morning.
This operation is in some respects suggestive of an Al-Qaeda plot. But because the investigation is still underway, we cannot yet form a definitive conclusion.
Now, what about DIA? Spokesman Chuck Cannon speaking last hour.
That means if you've got shampoo and suntan lotion and all of that in your carry-on luggage, we have posted signs throughout the airport and along Pena Boulevard advising travelers they need to put those items in their checked luggage.
Again, to summarize, if you are flying today, do expect longer lines, delays, and no liquids will be allowed on your carry-on luggage. You must check those. We'll keep you updated as the morning progresses. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Aaron O'Neill with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
We are seeing some pretty good fluctuation on that security wait time. It's anywhere from an hour to an hour and a half now. So once again, extra time if you have a flight out of DIA this morning. As far as our drive on the highways, pretty standard stuff. We are seeing westbound Highway 36 slow down now from Sheridan getting up to Church Ranch, which is pretty typical for this time of morning. Of course, those eastbound delays start approaching Federal down through Pecos. Eastbound C-470 is a slow drive passing Wadsworth and again across Highlands Ranch. And unusually slow across Aurora this morning. Southbound 225 really packed in on that approach to Colfax down through Mississippi. Again, stop and go from just after Parker Road. And northbound's now slowing up, approaching Parker, getting up past Iliff. Weather for today, partly cloudy, few isolated afternoon thundershowers. Highs up around 93. We've warmed up to 76 now. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Donor Alliance is enhancing lives through organ and tissue donation. Sign up today to be an organ and tissue donor by visiting ColoradoDonorRegistry.org. For more information on organ and tissue donation and to sign up, go to ColoradoDonorRegistry.org.
Enjoy a romantic dinner for two for just $59. Where? At the Broca Restaurant downtown. Includes the shrimp bowl salad, prime river Alaskan salmon, dessert, and even a bottle of wine. All for just $59 for both of you. Make reservations today at the Broca Restaurant in downtown Denver.
Rockies fans, let's make the last 2 months of the regular season a race for the playoffs by supporting the home team. It all starts at Coors Field with the Cubs, Diamondbacks, Padres, and Mets. Get your tickets today at Coors Field, King Supers, or at ColoradoRockies.com.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right.
Seven minutes after 8 here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. If you're headed out to DIA, get there early. There's stepped-up security there, and there are long lines. You can't take liquids, gels, or any of that other stuff, any of that stuff on the plane with you. Pack it in your bag, toothpaste, any of that stuff. Hair items, you can't do it. It's 8:07, 7 minutes after 8, and the high today, mostly sunny, high today 93. We've got Mohammed Norzai, Executive Director and President of the Colorado Muslim Society, in here with us, and Brother Malik Taylor, Chairman of the Dawah Committee. We're in the middle of talking about Hezbollah. I also want to tell you that coming up at 8:35, and I'll just have you gentlemen sit through this, if you don't mind.
Sure.
We're going to have Michael Schroyer on. Michael Schroyer has been on this program a number of times. He was with the CIA for years. He headed the bin Laden, the efforts to capture Osama bin Laden. And we're going to talk to him about his opinion about the 21 British Muslims that were arrested. This is a very complex case in Britain, and it's still going on. Meanwhile, you can call in at 303-713-7600, and I got one line open. All right. Mohammed, you want to answer about Hezbollah, and then I want to get some more callers on here. Go ahead.
All right. I thought I was clear, but let me rephrase it again. According to our religion, and my personal belief as well, killing off innocent people are wrong, whether Israel is doing it, or whether Hezbollah is doing it, or whether anybody else is doing it. And that's it. And I think
All right.
that's very clear.
I think that's very clear. I think it's very fair. Let's go to Issa in Denver. Issa, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
Good morning. And it's Issa.
Issa,
Jay,
sorry.
No problem. Jay, I just started listening to your show, and I really enjoy it. You kind of pulled me from another station, so that's really great.
Well, thank you. You're very kind.
Just wanted to mention that I'm a Muslim. I know both Muhammad and Malik, and I thank them for being on the show today. I condemn Hezbollah if they attack purposefully civilians. As a Muslim, we are taught that regardless, even if it's your own father, son, brother, if they kill others unjustly, then you are not to side with them. And so I'm not afraid to say that on the radio. However, I want to mention that the types of war that we have nowadays, modern-day wars, with the weapons of mass destruction that people possess, it is very, very difficult to avoid killing civilians. And I bet if Hezbollah had the same firepower that Israel, they'd probably be doing the same thing that Israel is doing to Lebanon right now. Over 1,000 people killed, 80% of them children, over 1 million displaced from their homes, billions of dollars worth of damage to the country. And, of course, that's wrong. However, you look at it the other way, Hezbollah is trying probably to do the same thing, but they're doing it within their own means. I think war is wrong. I think also the injustice that we see in the world is a direct cause to what we call so-called terrorism. And not just Muslims are labeled that, like one of the, your listeners called earlier and said that, you know, Christians have committed the same crimes as well for hundreds of years.
All right, I have my comments about his call, but I want you guys to go first. So anybody, either one of you want to take this call?
I just want to make a comment that that Brother Issa, I agree with him, except war is needed sometimes. I'm not totally against war. There's something called just war, and that means you engage the war according to the laws, international laws, human rights laws, and so on. So as long as we have a just cause and we have a just war and we stay within the rules, then, you know, sometimes war is necessary.
You know, Jay and Mohammed, there's really no such thing as just war, period. I think human beings are very aggressive towards each other and they kill each other. Israel, you know, 1948, they were very aggressive and they took, you know, almost 60% of Palestine, displaced thousands of people. In 1967, they went and finished the job, and this is why we have the problem in the Middle East.
Yeah, but
right
wait a minute, though. But in 67, were they not attacked?
Yeah, but I mean, it's not a matter of being attacked. It's a matter of you have a situation where they also still had aggressive nature of trying to conquer the rest of the land. And, you know, I'm a Palestinian and a Lebanese. My father is Palestinian. My mother is Lebanese. I've lived and visited both countries, and I saw the injustice firsthand. However, I do not agree with killing innocent civilians, period. And I think our religion specifies that. In fact, we cannot even as much as burn a house or a tree. However, I believe that the current methodology of war is just renders itself to what we call collateral damage, and that's what's happening.
Well, I want to address a little bit of this. First of all, you know, I agree with Mohammed. I mean, I think there is such a thing as just war. I think it's self-preservation and protection. And I think if you're attacked, you have a right to defend yourself. I do not agree with the administration's position of preemptive strikes because I find that you're taking a huge, huge gamble, and particularly this administration has not told the truth in the past about third world countries' capabilities. And my prime example, that which nobody ever remembers now, but I remember it, is the administration claiming that Cuba had nuclear capabilities when in reality they didn't have it, they never have had it, and when they went to the supposed place where it was supposed to be going on, it turned out to be a milk plant, and you might remember that Jimmy Carter was there at that time. Nobody brings that up. That was the first time that they actually got up in front of the public and lied, flat-out lied. It turned out not to be true. Nobody holds them responsible for that saber-rattling. That's number one. And then, I don't think that you are in an aggressive manner. I just don't think you attack your neighbor or you attack somebody else in the community. You wouldn't do it to your next-door neighbor. You wouldn't do it to somebody five houses down, and you wouldn't do it to somebody in the next state. So that's part of that. Then the other thing is about the collateral damage. I think it's too easy to excuse away, and I think it's too easy to excuse away what's happening here. I mean, I think that the taking of those two Israeli soldiers, that they were, that they were borrowing trouble, but I think their mindset is, which nobody else in the media is saying this except me, and I said it to both Mohammed and I said it to Brother Malik off the air, that I think what Hezbollah sees is the United States tied down in Iraq and figures, you know what, we can do it to the Israelis. And they're doing it to the Israelis because the Israelis are now tied down in Lebanon and they're not winning the war. They're having trouble. That's why they had the shakeup here the other day of the generals and the people who are responsible for the war, and that's why they're widening the ground war. And there's going to be a ton of domestic criticism in Israel over the conduct of the war once this is over with. And a lot of it's going to come from the right wing in Israel, which is going to claim that you can't rely solely on air support and that you should have launched a ground war earlier. So those things are going to go on. But I think the problem here is that we can spin our wheels all day and all night about, it's like having a conversation about who beats who. Yeah, it's like having a conversation. It's like a woe is me conversation. Like, they have it worse. No, they have it worse. Or my childhood was worse than your childhood. Thing we got to do is we got to come into 2006 and we got to figure out how to solve the situation now. Stop the bloodshed. Stop both sides, and stop this situation. And the only way we're going to stop this situation, the only way we're going to get it done, is we got to have a two-state solution in the Middle East and start to unwind some of this stuff. And unfortunately, we have a United States government that's not dedicated to doing that. Yeah. Well, anybody disagree with me?
No, I agree with you. I think a lot of the hostilities that you find coming out of the Middle East tend to stem from the conflict going on in Palestine and Israel. I think you can tend to trace a lot of the issues back there. And I haven't agreed with you, Jay, but I think part of the solution has to do with understanding people. You have to have open communication. And I think that this is something this administration is completely incapable of. And it shows they don't know how to talk. They don't want to hear it. It's their way or no way. And I think, President Bush made the statement that, you're either with us or you're against us. Those were his words. So I guess what I'm saying is that in order for us all to find a solution, we all have to begin to talk. We all have to have that open dialogue. And part of that, and I'm going to give a shameless plug here, but part of that open dialogue begins with understanding people and their beliefs. And so that's why we're doing this open house. It's one of the reasons why we're having this, is so that people can come in, talk to us, find out Muslims are really human beings. We have families. We laugh. We cry. We eat food, which there'll be good food there as well. We are human beings. And I think that part of understanding people is putting that side or putting that face to it. And so I really would encourage your callers, yourself as well, and everyone to come out.
I'm going to come. All right, let me squeeze. Thank you, Issa, right?
Yes, Issa. Yes,
Issa. Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Please call me again.
Yes, no problem. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Let me get in Barb, who's been hanging on before we go to the break. Barb, hi. Thank you for waiting. You're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Thank you, Jay. Good morning.
Hi.
I would like to suggest this. If you wish to think about people's beliefs and getting to the core of the beliefs, if we look at Hezbollah and we look at Iran, for that matter, and the civilian population in that area of the world, they are suggesting the demise of a race of people. Their problems will be cured by the elimination of a race of people. They have stated that outwardly, publicly. They deny none of that. So if it is true that you want to look at their belief is the elimination of a race of people. Supporting that in any way, shape, or form is just as ugly.
Who wants to take that?
Well, racism in Islam put racism perspective 14 centuries ago, when you cannot find that in many other religions. Islam directly talks about that God created human beings with many different cultures, different color of skin, hair, different color of eyes, and that no one is better than others because of those reasons, but only people who they are more God-fearing and righteous, they are better than others, and only God knows that based on their heart. And of course, we also can tell based on people's actions. So I'm totally with that, you know. And having said that, you know, if we go back about the Israeli and Palestinian issues, Zionist movement itself is racism, and United Nations actually declared that in 1980.
But there's various forms of Zionism.
Well, but in 19...
Like anything else. I mean, you could label me a Zionist. I believe in the Jewish homeland. I believe in a Jewish state in Palestine, but I'm not for the, elimination of Muslims or Arabs.
Exactly. And as long as...
So I'm not racist.
Well, if, you know, I mean, everybody has the right to have, to exist and have their country and all that. But if we think we're the only ones and nobody else, for example, if Israelis believe that, you know, Palestinians should not have a homeland, and we're supposed to be in control of all this land, and the Arabs should not have any kind of rights, and we're supposed to tell them what to do and when to pray and where to go, and we're going to create...
When does Israel suggest that? When does Israel tell the Muslim population when to pray?
This is exactly what's going on in Palestine. Many times those people, all the roads are blocked, and they don't allow them even to go and pray during Friday prayers.
But that is the civilian population that helps allow these terrorists to come into a mosque and bomb it, or come into a cafe and bomb it. This same population is allowing these terrorists, pardon me for saying that, one man's freedom fighter and all of that, but allowing these people safe passage. And safe passage is support of that thinking.
All right, Barb, I got to interrupt you because I got a break. But I thank you so much for your patience and hanging on. And thanks for bringing your point of view to the program. And I hope you have a good morning.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. We'll continue here. 8:20, 20 minutes. Aren't I? So I'm polite, all right? 8:20, 20 minutes after 8 here on AM 760. I'm the anti-John Caldera. You know, that's what I am. We should get Mr. Caldera on the line. Why Democrats hate Jews via the Lieberman outcome yesterday is what he was saying yesterday on KOA. You know, it must be sad not to have any kind of a rational argument about anything, that you have to resort to that kind of BS. 8:21, 21 minutes after 8. If you're getting out to the airport, please get there early. Security is tight. We'll have an update on what's going on with this latest terrorist plot foiled coming up at the bottom of the hour. We'll also talk to Michael Schroyer, a longtime member of the CIA and a man who spent years hunting bin Laden. We'll get his take on this. And we'll continue, too, with Mohammed Norzai, executive director.
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. Over the past 35 years, some of the most fulfilling home projects I've worked on are the ones that allow me to help improve someone else's everyday life. From building a wheelchair ramp to widening doorways, I pride myself on helping to create a barrier-free environment for those with physical disabilities. Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects is here for you. Call me anytime at 720-529-5442 or look at my work and a list of references online at kirkpatrickwindows.denver.com.
Up now, we're seeing slowdowns from 104th to 84th and then 58th getting into Spear. Eastbound 6th Avenue is a heavy drive-in from Lakewood starting from Sheridan. Boulder Turnpike's loaded up eastbound for Federal and westbound from Sheridan. Of course, 270 is always a slow drive across Commerce City this time of morning. Weather for today, partly cloudy, isolated afternoon thundershowers and highs around 93. We're at 76 degrees now. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The same AAA that jumpstarts your car can jumpstart your vacation. AAA Travel. Call, click, or visit AAA for flights, hotel, rental cars, cruises, and Disney vacations. Call AAA Travel at 1-800-JOIN-AAA or visit online at AAA.com.
After the baby, I started working out and got a pain reliever for my knees. Went back to work, got something else for tension headaches. Baby got big, I got one more for my back. Every new pain, a different pain reliever. But not anymore. Today, I'm all Advil. It's my every pain reliever. Advil works wherever I hurt, so I'm ready for anything. I'm all Advil. Are you all Advil?
Use as directed.
If you're going to internet date, I think you have to be a little careful. I learned the hard way. I had an online romance with City Boy 284 for 7 weeks. We shared our innermost thoughts, our fantasies, you name it. We were so nervous to meet, so we just kept putting it off. 342 emails later, we decided to meet at a sushi restaurant downtown. I walked in, looked around, and I saw him sitting alone.
The thing about a good story, especially a life story, you want it to keep going. Drive the safest car you can, Volvo, for life. As part of Volvo's year-end sales event, lease a new S60 2.5T for $349 a month for 36 months. $33.39 due at signing. Taxes, title and registration fees extra. Call 877-24-VOLVO for details. Visit your Denver area Volvo retailer before this lease offer ends. Speaking of endings, hear the rest of the story at DenverVolvoDealers.com.
824, 24 minutes after 8. Good morning. It's AM 760 Progressive Talk. Hey, check this out. After a case of diphtheria was discovered in Nome, Alaska in 1925, a relay team of 22 sled dogs traveled 600 miles through the rough Alaskan interior to retrieve a supply of antitoxin. And, you know, I'm trying to think about what my dogs like to retrieve. And, okay, I've never talked about this on the air, but I'm going to say it. This is the most ridiculous, stupid thing you've ever heard, but it's true. Jackson and Coco fight over Bounce. Do you know what Bounce is? Bounce is that little fabric thing that you put in the dryer, okay? Now, when Mary takes the clothes out of the dryer and the Bounce falls on the floor, Jackson grabs it. Then Coco wants it. So it's like they go back and forth over this little thing of Bounce, and what ends up happening is we have to intercede and we have to take the Bounce away. But this is true. I mean, Jackson would go 22 miles in snow to get a Bounce. He really would. That and food. And speaking of food, how would your dog score if you assessed him on all six areas of pet health? Switch him to the newly reformulated Purina One Total Nutrition formulas, and I bet his score even better. These three formulas are made with real lamb, real beef, and real chicken, plus rice and yogurt. Real ingredients just like those that you may look for in your own food. So why not try Purina One and see if there's a change in your dog? I mean, see if the pet food can, see if Purina One can help change your dog for the health, the healthier. Does that make sense? Yeah, for the health. Health, change your dog's health. You know what I'm trying to say. Because you know what, Purina, our dogs have been on Purina since they've been pups, and man, that's why they fight over the Bounce. They got plenty of energy, and they got plenty of health, and they got and people are just amazed at how good they are. So you know what? If you can change your health, your pet's health for the better, would you do it? Certainly you would. Get started on the Purina One 30-day challenge today simply by calling 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK, and you get a free 4-pound bag of Purina One that's right for your puppy, adult, or senior dog. Or go to their website, PurinaOneChallenge.com. And by the way, you can pick up Purina One dog and cat products at your local PetSmart.
AM 760 with Jay Marvin, mornings at 6. At 10 a.m., it's Al Franken, Ed Schultz at 1, and Randy Rhodes at 4. Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Oh, we're back already, and the music's already starting. All right, it's 8:26, 26 minutes after 8. Mohammed Norzai, Executive Director and President of the Colorado Muslim Society, Brother Malik Taylor, Chairman of the Dawah Committee. Let's take some more phone calls, you guys. Make sure you turn your mics on. Yeah, turn your mics on there, Mohammed. Push that red button so you're connected to the world. Let's go to Christina. I'm sorry. Let's go to Christina, who's been hanging on. Christina, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
All right, thank you. Assalamu alaikum and good morning.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
All right, now you got to tell us what that means because there are people listening who don't know what that means, so you got to tell them.
It means peace be upon you. And he answered back saying, peace be upon you too.
Right.
That's our greeting.
Okay.
Muslims greeting.
All right, Christina, go ahead.
I realize we've been talking about some heavy issues. I'd like to lighten it up if possible. You know, I think there's a lot of common misconceptions about women in Islam, women's roles, maybe in rights. And so, inshallah, maybe you could talk a little bit about some of our roles in society and as citizens and worshippers of Allah.
Yeah, a lot of people believe that and images are presented out of the Middle East that women are definitely second class citizens. Either one of you want to comment about that?
I will. I think that once again, like we were talking this morning, I think a lot of it has to do with education, and I think any Muslim man will tell you, you know, that no, Muslim women are very strong women, very educated women, strong, and they are not oppressed at all. And so I think what you tend to find sometimes, and even in this country, when you see an incident where something happens where a person is abused, And it happens here. This is why we have domestic violence laws here in this country. Anywhere in the world where you have someone that oppresses another person, you can very easily take that and blow that up and make it appear to be more than it is. So one of the beautiful things that I, because I am a revert to Islam, I came to Islam about 5 years ago. And one of the beautiful things that I discovered and I love about this religion is how strong the women are. They're very strong, very knowledgeable. And, you know, and there's a right way and a wrong way, and they hold you to it.
What about these stories, though, about, you know, like in Afghanistan, about women being beaten by the Taliban and, you know, they have to cover their heads and walk behind their men and all of those things?
Well, you know, you have to understand many different countries have different cultures. And lots of times these things are not necessarily Islamic, but has something...
Okay, that's cultural.
You know, and cultural, sometimes, you know, people, based on their culture, they can make an interpretation of Islamic laws. And, you know, we have to take a look at these things, you know, that burqa, that Taliban made it mandatory that every woman's supposed to wear that, but they didn't invent that. That was still a part of the culture for hundreds of years, or I don't know how long. So some things are cultural, and you know, and then somehow they get grafted into Islamic society, and you know, people around the world, they have their culture, and Islam does not allow any anything that degrades women, and Islam actually says that men and women are equal but different. And 14 centuries ago, when women around the world did not have any rights at all, and women in this country, during the last century, they were able to get lots of their rights, and they had to fight for it. But Islam gave that to them on a silver platter, and gave women the right to educate, to choose their own husband, to invest and have a business, to own properties, all that.
All right, I got to interrupt you because we got to get a CBS News update. Thank you, Christine. I appreciate the call.
Thank you, Mr. Kalihara. Thank you, and have a great morning.
Okay, you too. Have
Bye-bye.
A good morning. All right, so that's a cultural thing. All right, we'll come back. Here's what we got going on. We're going to get into CBS News update about what's going on in London. Then we're going to talk to Michael Schroyer of the CIA, who spent time hunting bin Laden. We'll talk to him about that. And then we'll come back, and we'll talk to our guests, and we'll finish up the hour talking about Islam. If you've got questions about Islam or you want to make a comment, 303-713-7600. Let's get a CBS News update.
CBS News Special Report, I'm Chris Mavridis. 21 people in Britain suspected of plotting a deadly, ambitious terror strike.
The alleged plot has global dimensions.
Hatched in Britain, bombers would smuggle liquid explosives onto American jetliners bound for the U.S.
U.S. officials say this is, quote, the real deal. Not to be confused with the recent arrest of several U.S.-based accused terrorists who had only vague plans and little means to carry them out.
CBS's Jim Stewart says several planes would have been attacked. As a result, U.S. Homeland Security has raised the aviation alert level to orange. It's at its highest level, a code red for flights from Britain, making flying out of London a headache. Here at home, the threat of liquid explosives mean all beverages, liquids, and gels have been banned. At the New Orleans airport, Dave Cohen says...
TSA screeners here at this checkpoint at Armstrong International are collecting bin after bin of all kinds of new banned substances. Everything from toothpaste and gel deodorant to bottled water and soft drinks.
CBS News Special Report, I'm Chris Mavridis.
All right, back to me. I was sitting here talking to our guests. 8:32, 28 minutes away from 9 o'clock. And we got Michael Schroyer coming up, and then we'll take more of your calls and we'll talk to our guests. Right now, though, we got Aaron with a look at what's going on traffic-wise. And do you have an update on the wait out there at DIA?
Yeah, it's anywhere from an hour to an hour and a half now is what they're saying. So
people got to get it. You got, once again, today flying is going to be a really long day, and it's going to be a mess because they've tightened the security and they've upped it to orange for flights inside the United States. Red to flights coming from Britain. So get to the airport early, correct?
That's the word. Get there early. They're saying at least 3 hours before you head out to catch your flight is what you're going to have to pack in. And like I said, an hour to an hour and a half through that security wait.
Yeah, and once again, no shampoo, suntan lotion, creams, toothpaste, hair gel, or similar items will be allowed through the screening checkpoints. Don't put it on your carry-on luggage. Put it in your suitcase.
Mm-hmm.
And keep your carry-on luggage light so that they can easily get through and inspect all of it.
Yeah.
Right?
You got it.
All right, what's happening for those of us who are not flying but are driving?
Well, it looks like a lot of these highways have loosened up, including our eastbound routes. Much better drive for both directions of the Boulder Turnpike. 6th Avenue's wide open now from Lakewood. C-470 has loosened up nicely. I-70's back to normal. We're a little heavy at southbound I-25 from 104th to Thornton Parkway and 38th to Spear. And now we have a problem for traffic trying to get into the Denver Tech Center. Southbound I-25 after Bellevue have a crash that's kind of off to the left shoulder, left lane area. And southbound I-25 quickly backing up past 225. It's also affecting that ramp coming off of southbound 225 onto southbound I-25. But a definite improvement across these highways. Looking at your weather today, partly cloudy, few isolated late afternoon thundershowers and highs around 93. We're at 75 now. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk. With Dodge, experience the best in American and German engineering and design. Get employee pricing plus. Well-qualified buyers can save big with 0% APR financing or a generous cash allowance on most Dodge vehicles. Check out AskDrZ.com for more details.
Got tickets to see Al Franken? Looking for a place to hang with other progressives before the show? AM 760 has your exclusive pass to our Al Franken pre-show party at Bayou Bob's. Stop by Bayou Bob's next to the Paramount between 5 and 7 p.m. on August 24th and receive free show appetizers and drink specials available only to Progressive Club members. Not a Progressive Club member? Log on to am760.net to register and get all the details. It's a pre-party before the Al Franken show with AM760 Progressive Talk.
Our children are our future. We're the Urban League of Metropolitan Denver, and we're expanding our 60-year legacy by giving our children a free, cutting-edge online education.
It creates an individual learning plan for the students.
By partnering with local churches and Hope Online, we're offering customized learning for students K-5 through 12. Give your child hope.
Come check out Hope. Give Hope a chance.
Visit DenverUrbanLeague.org. For details, call the Urban League at 303-388-5861, extension 115.
Hey, good morning. It's 8:35. 35 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And you know what? It's that time of the year again, back to school time, and it can be one of the most stressful times of the year for anyone in the family. The entire family needs more sleep to help relieve stress and be more productive. And the deep sleep that you and your family need can be found with the Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort. Mary and I can testify to that. We've had the bed for almost 8 years probably. And you know, it's just a wonderful, wonderful bed. We miss it when we're gone and when we're on vacation, because with a Sleep Number bed, you can control how firm or soft the mattress will be, and that setting is your Sleep Number. Once you find your Sleep Number, you're cradle in comfort and support that is perfect for you, allowing your body to do the rest and recover at a comfort level that you choose. Plus, you can change your Sleep Number at will. From one night to softer, next night you can make it harder. You determine what it is. My Sleep Number is between 75 and 80, but I've had it on 80 a lot of nights. Mary's, I think, is somewhere between 70 and 75. So it just depends on how we feel. And the key is the comfort in air. Thanks to Sleep Number Bed's revolutionary dual air chamber technology, see, air contours and supports your body and your back better than those unforgiving inner springs, which are lumpy and cause you to shift around. You don't have that with the Sleep Number bed from Select Comfort. You'll get a 30-night in-home trial and a 20-year limited warranty. So if you're tired of being tired, you know what? Stop by and check out this miraculous bed, and you'll find yourself feeling far different about the way you sleep. And if you stop by any Select Comfort store for a limited time, you can get a free pillow when you find your Sleep Number. But hurry, this offer is valid until supplies, only until supplies last. And also pick up your free brochure on back-to-school sleep tips for you and your family. Select Comfort stores are located in most major malls. And here in the Denver area, Select Comfort stores are located in 9 major malls, including the Westminster Mall, the Park Meadows Mall, Cherry Creek, and the Promenade Shops at Centuria.
Meet Scott and Judy, two local business owners.
Building my construction business has been a real adventure. A bit scary at times, but definitely worth the trip.
I'm proud that my health clinic has helped lots of people, but sometimes it's me that needs a little help with my business.
Scott and Judy want what's best for their businesses, so it's only natural that they surround themselves with people who care as much as they do. That's why business owners like them want Citywide Banks at their side. For more than 40 years, we have helped local businesses like yours by listening to you and providing the financial tools and advice you need when you need them. Ask any of our business clients and they'll tell you Citywide Banks has been there for them every step of the way. They'll also tell you we're the first first in line to shake their hand when it's time to celebrate.
Citywide Banks really cares about my clinic, and that's why they're the right bank for my business.
Discover business banking with the human touch. Citywide Banks, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Bacon, Eggs, and J. Marvin on AM 760 in the morning. Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:38, 30 minutes past the hour. And the high today, 93 under mostly sunny skies. Our very special guest at this point is former head of the Bin Laden unit and current CBS terrorism analyst, Michael Schroyer. He's been on this program a ton of times. Schroyer served as in the CIA for 22 years before resigning in 2004. He served as the chief of the Bin Laden unit at the Counterterrorist Center from 1996 to 1999. He's is the one once an anonymous author of Imperial Hubris, Why the West is Losing the War on Terror, and Through Our Enemy's Eyes, Osama Bin Laden, Radical Islam, and the Future of America. Dr. Schroyer is now a senior fellow with the Jamestown Foundation, and to me, and at least my way of thinking, he's an American hero. And Michael Schroyer, welcome back to the program. It's always good to have you on.
You're very kind, sir. Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
I'm not going to tell me I need to get out more. That's usually...
I'm afraid it's no use encouraging you, sir. I'm as far from a hero as there is.
Oh, I don't think so. I think
I'm
you are.
I'm just trying to keep pitching, that's all.
I think you are an American hero, and you're one of the good guys. What do you make of this plot that has been foiled in Britain? And it appears that it's a homegrown plot. What do you make of that?
Well, it's certainly, I think all praise and credit should go to the British. The British Security Service is probably the best in the world, but it appears to have been a very close-run thing. Oddly enough, sir, it's almost identical to an operation that the first World Trade Center bomber, Ramzi Youssef, tried to conduct in 1995. He wanted to knock down 11 American airliners over the Pacific. In terms, if it does turn out to be homegrown, you know, it's yet another example. This would be the seventh in the last 10 months of radical Islamists coming together, forming their own cells, running their own operations without contact but with inspiration from Al-Qaeda.
Don't you find it kind of strange that they would try to use jetliners again when they've got to know that there has to be an extreme focus on airports around the world because of 9/11?
Well, I think that's right, sir, but the problem is the type of bomb they were going to put together with the liquids is utterly undetectable by any equipment we have available. You know, it's one of those things that after the 1995 plot, I had thought they had put measures into place to protect against these things, but apparently they have not. They were going to use a cell phone for the detonator. The liquid was going to be in a contact lens bottle or something like that, a contact lens solution bottle. And I know when they ran the operation in 95, they did a test run in the Philippines, and it worked perfectly. And I think they just had one more way to beat our security system, sir.
But they didn't pull it off. The British foiled it. Now,
that's exactly right.
You think the British had somebody on in the inside? Was this intercepting communications? How do you think this unfolded? What would be your best guess?
My best guess is they probably had. It probably has to do with telephones and credit card records. Those are some of the most useful things. And this was a fairly big plot. They already have 21 people under arrest, as I understand from the media, and more to go. And so when you get an operation that includes that many people, someone is bound to make a mistake. And the British they worked hard and they got lucky. I suspect it has mostly to do with telephone conversations.
When you say they got lucky, expand on that a little bit.
Well, you know, these things are extraordinarily hard to break up, both because the extremists are extremely security conscious, and the fact that we live in a society where civil liberties are prized means the police can't be as aggressive as they perhaps would need to be in such circumstances. Almost always when these things are broken up, Mr. Marvin, you've got to have a break somewhere along the line. And you have to get lucky as well as work hard because, you know, before 9/11, I know there was hundreds of people at the agency who were working 18, 19 hours a day, and we worked hard as we could, but we couldn't get a break. We didn't get a break. So that's kind of what I mean.
When you were with the agency, and this was before 9/11, how closely at that time were you watching these extremist groups?
Well, we were watching them very closely overseas, Pakistan in the Middle East, Afghanistan. Largely in Europe, we weren't watching them because the Europeans didn't consider them much of a threat at that time. The Europeans more or less thought it was our problem, and so what went on in Europe is kind of a black hole for most American intelligence services. In addition, the European community does not allow terrorists, convicted terrorists who have been given asylum, to be deported back to countries if they have the death penalty. So Europe is pretty much honeycombed with people who are wanted by Middle Eastern governments for terrorist offenses. But we can't work against them because of the regulations of the European Union.
Is Osama bin Laden largely incapacitated now because he's stuck there on the frontier between Afghanistan and Pakistan, and tapes come out every once in a while? We had one, what, a couple of weeks ago or
yes, sir.
Last week? But if these guys are homegrown, then they're doing it without direct contact with him. Is he pretty much isolated, do you think?
No, not at all, sir. I think one of the things that should happen with this plot is to re-examine the whole business of assigning him to a symbolic status and as having little or no influence. All of these cells have, in the last 10 months, have said either in their documents or in their testimony that they were inspired by Osama bin Laden or by the actions of al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda's goal has always been, its top priority has always been to incite other Muslims. So it's an odd situation where we're seeing more and more success in inciting people, and the Western governments are saying, well, he's no longer influential. The other point I would make is I never understand why the media doesn't ask the politicians. You know, in these days, with communications gear, if a satellite can see your position, you can communicate with anybody on Earth from anywhere on Earth. So to argue that bin Laden is isolated from his operatives, given the state of communications that are available on the shelf, is really kind of a Luddite assertion.
But if he picked up a satellite phone or used a cell phone or used any of that kind of stuff, wouldn't the NSA pick that up?
Well, you know, there's ways to do it. You write a message out and have somebody else transmit it for you. But the other thing is, off-the-shelf encryption is very powerful, whether it's for the internet or for satellite telephones. And NSA can break it, but they have to know what number they're looking for, and it's a tremendously intensive effort to break one message in terms of the computer time, the Cray computer time, that has to go into it. So I think most Americans believe that we're listening to every little piece of things that of email or voice communications that are out there. And really, if you're not able to look for a specific number to focus on, it's extraordinarily difficult to do. And that's why I mean in Britain that they had to be lucky. They had to come across a number or a credit card number that they could focus on.
That makes perfect sense. Boy, you know what? I would give my right hand, literally, to have your knowledge.
Well, the American people paid for an awfully good education for me in the CIA, sir, so I hope I can pay back a little bit of that debt.
Well, my taxpayer dollars, which went to pay for your education, were well spent. You're just a delight to have on the air. And one of these days, I wish you would come to Denver, and I'd love to just put you on for a couple hours and pick your brain. It's always a rare privilege to have you on, Dr. Schroyer. Thank you so much for joining us at such short notice, and just delightful to hear from you.
You're very kind, sir. I appreciate it always.
All right. We'll talk to you again soon. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. He's a great guy. I love him a lot. 8:47, 47 minutes past the hour. All right. We'll talk about this open house that's coming up with Mohammed Norzai, Executive Director and President of the Colorado Muslim Society. I wanted to say association again, but I didn't do it. Brother Malik Taylor, who's also here, is Chairman of the Dawah Committee. We'll find out what that's about And we'll find out about this open house that's coming up August the 13th, coming up on Sunday, which Mary and I are planning to go to, and we hope to see you out there. But we'll talk about it coming up here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, and we'll take any leftover calls, too, at 303-713-7600.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Trying to get this drive wrapped up. We have a late problem. Any traffic getting into the Denver Tech Center along southbound I-25, you're going to hit backups on the approach to 225, and that's going to carry down to Bellevue, where we have a crash just south of there, hanging up the left lane, left shoulder area. Like I said, starting to back up past 225, also affecting that merging ramp coming off of southbound 225 onto southbound I-25. Looks like we're still a little heavy on that drive-in from Thornton and North Glen, but overall an improvement on the drive-in from up north. Still busy across downtown, but all the eastbound routes have loosened up, speeds back up on the high side. Weather for today, partly cloudy, slight chance for afternoon thundershowers and highs of 93 today. We're at 75 degrees now. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Grand Prix of Denver presents Life in the Fast Lane, sponsored by Bridgestone, a city transforming
Thousands of Colorado couples cannot achieve their dream of having a baby. You can help give the miracle of life. The Colorado Center for Reproductive Medicine Egg Donor Program helps people achieve their dreams. If you are a non-smoking female between 19 and 32 and have some college education, you may be eligible to receive $5,000 for your time and commitment. Call 303-806-6732 or colloeggdonor.com. Colorado Center for Reproductive Medicine, 303-806-6732 or colloeggdonor.com.
800-1004. That's 1-800-900-1004. 1-800-900-1004.
Hey, how was practice?
Awesome. You'll need to be there at 6 tomorrow.
No problem.
Dad, heads up.
Ooh, like I said, no problem.
Who's counting on your brakes today? Your brakes are too important to trust to just anyone. Ask whoever does your brakes if they use ASE certified mechanics. Midas has over 3,000. So head to Midas, America's leader in brakes, where you can get lifetime guaranteed brake pads or shoes installed for just $89.95 per axle. You'll never have to buy replacement pads or shoes for as long as you own your car. Midas knows how much you count on your brakes. Be safe. Trust the Midas touch. Additional parts, ceramic pads, and labor extra. See manager for limited guarantee terms. Most vehicles not valid with discount offers. Prices and participation may vary.
Don't miss out on the great summer specials at your Denver metro area Midas. And make sure you check your mailbox or go to Midas.com for even more savings on brake jobs, air conditioning, and maintenance services. Don't trust your vehicle to just anyone. Trust the Midas touch.
Your glasses just aren't helping your eyes. I know that sounds harsh, but you probably know that from your own experience. Corrective lenses don't cure poor eyesight. In fact, our doctors believe they can create dependency and make bad vision worse. How many people do you know, including yourself, whose eyesight got weaker with every stronger prescription? The doctors who created the See Clearly method say that many people need stronger prescriptions year after year. Fortunately, there's a way to improve bad vision naturally, without drugs and without surgery. It's called the See Clearly method, and it's developed by Apollo award-winning optometrists. Pick up the phone and we'll send you a free video to see this program for yourself. Your eyesight is not going to get any better if you keep putting on those glasses. It's time you finally did something about it. Call right now for your free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-900-3213. That's 1-800-900-3213. 1-800-900-3213.
Our children are our future. We're the Urban League of Metropolitan Denver, and we're expanding our 60-year legacy by giving our children a free, cutting-edge online education.
It creates an individual learning plan for the students.
By partnering with local churches and Hope Online, we're offering customized learning for students K-5 through 12. Give your child hope.
Come check out Hope. Give Hope a chance.
Visit denverurbanleague.org. For details, call the Urban League at 303-388-5861, extension 115.
The Army National Guard.
I'm Lisa Mendez. Being in the National Guard and having a community to protect is a great feeling. There's actually two reasons that I joined. One is because of the great benefits. Then I also joined because of my family. I'm defending my country. They will teach you to be a stronger person, and that's one reason I joined. Hear the story about how the National Guard has changed my life at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard. Aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
You've got Jay in the Morning.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:52. 52 minutes past the hour. High today, 93. Headed out to the airport. Get there early. Transportation is bogged down. And security is tight out there. It's 8:53. Did I say that already? I did say that already. Jay Marvin, I have Mohammed Norzai, Executive Director and President of the Colorado Muslim Society, and Brother Malik Taylor, Chairman of the Dawah Committee. Let me very quickly here, because we're going to run out of time, and I want to take this at least one more call. So, Avi, who is in Denver, hang on. I'm going to try to get to you as soon as I can. But let's talk about this open house, Sunday, August the 13th. What time does it start?
It starts at 2 o'clock. It goes from 2 to 5. We have activities for the children. We will have food and you know, drink and things like that. We will also have a couple of talks about Islam and what Islam really is. And there will be information there that people can take if they want to know more about Islam. And they can talk to any of the Muslims. We basically want to have some interaction so people can see exactly what we do and how we worship and why we do what we do. So.
All right, well, Mary and I are going to show up.
Yeah, they can also ask questions, and also for those who are interested, we will give them a tour of the mosque as well.
I want a tour of the mosque.
Yeah, love to have you.
Okay, and then, and the location of this is where?
It's at 2071 South Parker Road. That is going to be Dayton and Parker Road, north of Iliff.
Okay, and what's the Dawah Committee?
Dawah is an Arabic word. It means to call someone to something. And in Islam, what we do is we call people to, we want to call people to the righteous deeds, obviously, to do good things. And also, you know, to understand their relationship with our Creator, our God. So there's only one God. Islamically, we believe there's only one God. It's the same God that we all have. Sometimes people don't acknowledge Him, but we all have the same God. And so Dawah is calling people to getting to have a better relationship and a closer relationship with Him, and we do that by explaining Islam and also by our actions and our deeds. You know, so if I do something good, I, you know, hopefully you will see that I'm doing something because I want to please my God.
Can I add something?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In Arabic, Dawah means invitation. So this whole open house is organized by the Dawah Committee, which is Brother Malik is the chairperson for that. So that's what it is, as it says. It's inviting people to come and find out about Islam, and our job is to tell the truth.
All right, let me go quickly to Avi, who's been hanging on. Avi, you're on AM 760. Ask your question quickly before we run out of time.
Okay, hi, guys. I would like to ask you a question. Do you support the call of the Iranian president for the destruction of the State of Israel?
You know, that has nothing to do with us. Different countries.
Yes or no?
No, hang on. I'll answer that. But different countries, different politicians, they have their own views. And we don't have
They support Hamas.
Hang on a second. Because now I'm running out of time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Just simple answer. Yes or no?
No, they do not.
He just said no. How about?
No,
they do not. The answer is no. Okay, Avi?
Okay,
thanks. All right, because I want to get another big tie here with just a couple of seconds left to go here on this thing. Thank you both for coming out. I really appreciate you getting up early in the morning and being on the program. You're welcome to come back any time. It's been a fascinating couple hours. In light of today's events, it's been a fascinating couple of hours. And I look forward to, hopefully, if I can get my lazy rear out of bed, and get motivated on Sunday, August the 13th. I look forward to coming out there and seeing you guys I'm not overly religious at all, but I am Jewish and proud of it as an American Jew. I intend to come out. I want to get a tour of the mosque. I want to talk to other Muslims. And I think everybody should show up. And let's knock down some of these barriers, because if we knock down these barriers and we engage in dialogue, it only leads to greater understanding and less friction in this society. And in America, regardless of what your religion is, as long as you don't infringe on anybody else's rights, you should be allowed to practice it. And we should knock down these stereotypes.
That's great. Thank you. We really appreciate you having us. And we're looking forward to everyone coming out and enjoying the afternoon.
And Jay, I want to say everything you just said, I support that 100%, and I believe the same way.
All right. Thank you once again for both of you for getting up this morning and coming out and being a part of the program. This much I know from having talked to Muslims over the years. Salam alaikum to both of you.
Shalom to you.
Too.
All right. We'll continue here with open phones at 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about, we'll do it. Coming up here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
This is Al Franken, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Sounds even better with an HD radio. In high definition, we sound like an FM station.
Really?
Get all the details about HD radio on am760.net.
Where do you want to be?
Everybody has a different idea of the perfect home.
Now that the kids are grown, we want a smaller place.
We really need more room. There's a baby on the way.
I'll take a place with a garage for my new baby.
Find your perfect place. It's easy at REMAX.com. Now REMAX.com has more home listings to choose from than ever. Nobody sells more real estate than REMAX. Each office independently owned and operated.
Top three reasons I'm getting organized? Number three, the only space in my bedroom is on my bed, and I'm not giving that up. Number two, I should be able to fit at least one car in the two-car garage. And number one, getting organized just got a lot easier.
Organize your home for less at the Home Depot Summer Storage Event. From garage storage systems to adjustable bookshelves to the latest colorful totes and accessories, it's storage as decor at special prices. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Andy Rowe, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk, KKZN, 410 Denver Boulder, and broadcasting in HD.
CBS News, I'm Howard Ehrenstein, live in Washington.
We were really getting quite close to the execution phase.
21 arrested in Britain in a plot to blow up airliners headed for the U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff announced new flying restrictions here. No liquids in carry-on bags except baby bottles and medicine.
One of the concerns we had is the possibility of bringing on board a number of different components of a bomb that, when mixed together, would create a bomb.
All domestic and international flights are on at least high alert. Some are being canceled. FBI Director Robert Mueller.
This had the earmarks of an al-Qaeda plot.
The real deal, officials say, foiled by British authorities. I'm Howard Ehrenstein in Washington with more. Here's Nick Young.
Well, at Hartsfield Airport in Atlanta, passengers throwing away banned items before boarding.
Any kind of liquid that you're taking on the plane, even lotion or shampoo, conditioner, hairspray, perfume, has to be thrown away.
I guess I'll just be nasty on my trip. I don't know what to do. I mean, I was depending on this.
The liquid and gel items banned because it's suspected the plotters intended to use these products to blow up planes. Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney has called out the National Guard to provide an extra screening barrier once passengers have cleared the initial checkpoint.
As they get to their gate, they may well have a cup of coffee or a bottle of a soft drink. Those will not be allowed on board, and therefore a second screening has to occur at the boarding area.
In London, where the plot was cracked, authorities believe they have arrested all the major players. So far, at least 21 of the alleged plotters have been taken into custody. But one official says it's an ongoing, complex operation. Terrorism expert Neil Livingston says the plot has all the hallmarks of an al-Qaeda operation.
They wanted to demonstrate that they could still hit the United States, they could still hit Great Britain, that they could still kill U.S. and British passengers aboard aircraft or in our cities. So this is something that we expected. It was just a matter of time.
And there is late word, Al Jazeera is reporting that authorities have foiled the attempted hijacking of a Qatar Airways flight from Amman, Jordan to Doha, Qatar's capital. Fierce battles rage on in southern Lebanon as Israel indicates it will delay launching its major ground offensive to give diplomacy more time. Live to Jerusalem and CBS News correspondent Robert Berger. We're having some difficulty bringing you Robert Berger's report from Jerusalem. In Iraq, Angry chants after a suicide bomber struck in the Shiite holy city of Najaf, killing at least 33 people and wounding more than 100 others. Religious leaders in Najaf are blaming Sunnis loyal to Saddam Hussein. And checking on Wall Street right now, the Dow is up just a fraction. This is CBS News.
You've reached Pierce Incorporated. For Matt Pierce in sales, press 1. For Matt Pierce in accounting, press 1. For Matt Pierce in human resources, press 1.
At Aflac, we know things are different in small companies. Introducing Aflac for Small Business. With Aflac SB, your small business can have the same Aflac products and service the big guys get at no direct cost to you.
For Matt Pierce in a state of exhaustion, press 1.
To learn more, call 800-99-AFLAC or visit aflacsb.com. American Family Life Insurance Company of Columbus, Aflac.
CompUSA email bag.
Today, Mike emails, Dear CompUSA, just how big is your back-to-school sale? Gargantuan, Mike. For starters, somebody's guaranteed to win $10,000 every day. 10 grand. Plus, there's hundreds of deals, like our lowest price ever on a 17-inch LCD monitor. Under 130 bucks after savings and rebate. It's now through Saturday at CompUSA. We got it? We get it.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or older to enter. Void or prohibited. Store visit required. See store for details.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. A terrorist plot to simultaneously blow up six jetliners en route to the U.S. from London today was broken up. Early this morning, 21 people were arrested. They were apparently going to use liquid explosives smuggled on board. Homeland Security Chief Michael Chertoff.
The terrorists plan to carry the components of the bombs, including liquid explosive ingredients and detonating devices, disguised as beverages, electronic devices, or other common objects.
Now, how does that affect us locally? Going on at DIA, spokesman Chuck Cannon.
Travelers cannot take any sort of liquids aboard an aircraft or even through screening.
Again, if you have a flight in or out today, you may not carry on any liquid material. That's no beverages, shampoo, toothpaste, creams, that type of thing. Now, breast milk and formula for your baby will be the exception, but do be prepared for a longer wait and to have proof of the necessity for medicines and the like. Longer lines also through security will be expected, so keep that in mind as you travel. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Aaron O'Neill with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
And that security wait time out at DIA has been lingering right in between an hour and a half, so be certain to give yourself plenty of extra time if you're catching a flight out of the airport today. As far as the drive around town, a lot of our highways have loosened up nicely. There are still a couple of real slow spots, and one of those being South Bend I-25 and that trip across downtown, really packed in from just after I-70 down through Spear before it starts to loosen up. We're still catching a slow drive across Aurora, southbound side of 225 from Mississippi to Iliff, a little sluggish. Northbound side has been unusually slow this morning from Parker Road getting up past Iliff. We had that late crash, South Bend I-25 after Bellevue. Wreckage still off to the left shoulder, but we are seeing those backups to 225 right now. Weather for today, partly cloudy, a slight chance for afternoon.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you, home, auto, or commercial. When glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
Living with stabbing jaw pain, excruciating headaches? Gamma Knife may be your option to finally get relief without surgery. Swedish Medical Center's Gamma Knife is a quick, painless procedure that targets the condition called trigeminal neuralgia that may be causing your pain. Call 720-266-4911 to find out if Gamma Knife treatment could be an option for you. That's 720-266-4911.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
A 93, mostly sunny skies, AM 760, Progressive Talk. It's open phones. Anything you want to talk about, 303-713-7600. Let's go out to AM760's Todd Shepard at DIA and see what's going on out there with the heightened security. Todd, good morning, and how's the look out there at DIA?
Jay, it looks much better since we last spoke. The lines are still as long, but they are moving a lot quicker now. Once again, I'm on the north end of the terminal watching the north security line go through. And the line extends again all the way out, back out to baggage claim, and it wraps around for another 40 or 50 yards once you hit baggage claim even. That's almost outside, basically. So a very long line, but it's moving much more swiftly now. And they haven't even really opened up more lines. I'm looking at 10 lanes that you can go through, and it looks like lanes 2, 5, and 8 are closed. So 7 of the 10 are open, and they're getting people through a lot faster now. I'm sure that's just because as the news begins to spread, more people are accommodating. They know that they won't be able to bring liquids on, and so we're just able to get a lot more people through a lot more quickly now.
All right. Now, for people who have flights out today who may be listening, they need to get there, what, at least 2.5 to 3 hours early?
Yeah, I mean, on any regular day at DIA, they always say 2 hours. That's what I always practice. Right now, the security wait time tip line that DIA provides, they are estimating a security wait time of 45, maybe 50 minutes. And normally, I don't know what it takes you. It takes me about 20 minutes to get through security when I need to get through. So add on at least another half hour. But on a day like today, there's just no reason that you wouldn't want to be as extra, add in all the extra precautions that you can. And so, yeah, I would get out here 3 to 3.5 hours early before your flight just to make sure you give yourself every chance.
All right. And what about people who are going to go out there and pick people up who are coming in inbound? They should expect delays, correct?
Yeah, expect delays and just be on that cell phone as much as you can to check with the party that you're going to be picking up. In fact, that's what you see. That's what I've seen all morning is just people incessantly on the cell phones, obviously calling the people that they are about to fly to or calling the people who just dropped them off, explaining to them what I don't want to call it a mess because DIA has done a nice job and the TSA has done a nice job to accommodate the surprise boost in security and this surprise news that broke at a very early hour. But still, it's obviously an out-of-the-normal travel day for all of these people, who whether they're from Denver or they're just passing through. You're just going to have to stay on that cell phone with whoever you're trying to stay in touch with.
All right. You cannot bring any kind of liquids on the flights. You can't bring them to the checkpoints. That includes beverages, shampoo, suntan lotion, creams, toothpaste, hair gel, similar items. Are you seeing people who are repacking those items?
Yeah, a lot of people are repacking those as they are trying to get their tickets at the ticket counters. And then the security line, I told you how long it's stretched. Well, at the far end of the security line, they have a couple of trash cans set up. And so a lot of people, that's where they sort of make their last second questions. Okay, hey, I have this lipstick. Is this okay? A lot of lipsticks aren't. Like a liquid lip gloss would not be okay. I just kind of leaned my head over one of these trash cans to see what was in it. And mainly it was just beverage bottles. But it makes sense in the fact that, as we've heard from Homeland Security Chief Michael Chertoff, some of these items may have been disguised as beverages, the items involved in the plot. So, but I saw, you know, just a lot of Gatorade bottles, coffee cups, an Old Spice bottle. But those people that aren't repacking them into their checked baggage, yeah, you're going to have to throw it away at some point, either voluntarily at the end of the security wait line, or TSA is just going to take it from you when you try to go through at the final checkpoint.
All right. Todd, thank you so much. Really appreciate all your help this morning. Thank you for being there, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Hey, it's my pleasure to be on with you, Jay. Thanks.
Okay, thanks a lot. There's Todd Shepard out at DIA. All right, it's open phones here at 303-713-7600 if you want to talk about this terrorist situation and about the 21 Muslims. You want to talk about the 21 Britons that were arrested. You know, we don't know that much about them yet at this point. If you want to talk about that, you can do that. David Sirota, who we've had on this show, I'm going to have him on tomorrow. Sent me an email. He was really, really hot yesterday in the Denver Post. There's an article about Ken Salazar. Salazar continues standing behind Powell Lieberman, saying it's important that he keep his promise. Senator Ken Salazar yesterday renewed his pledge of support for Senator Joe Lieberman as a Connecticut lawmaker filed to run for re-election as an independent candidate. Lieberman lost, of course, to Ned Lamont. So Salazar says, I gave my word to Joe as a friend that I would support him in November. It would be unfair to Joe for me to change my mind. You know, I don't get this at all. I don't get it at all. Now, I know that Lieberman came here and campaigned for Salazar. That much is in the article, as a lot of you know. I wasn't here when that election took place. I was in Chicago. But once again, Joe Lieberman loses the Democratic nomination. And now we got all this wild stuff going on. I got Salazar, who's going to stand behind Lieberman. So he's going to go against the Democratic Party. Now, Pat Walk, the Colorado Democratic Party chairwoman, said we disagree with him on this. She said Salazar is an independent thinker. He tends to follow his own conscience. You know, to me, this is absolutely wrong of Ken Salazar. Also, all these characterizations that the mainstream media is making about Ned Lamont, about the fact that, oh, now, you know, the radical left-wing wing of the Democratic Party has taken over, and, we all ought to be scared. And once again, you know, I said it yesterday, and I would like to ask, we invited Ken Salazar to come on here, and of course, no answer as usual. You know, I would love to ask him, I would love to ask these so-called pundits, I would love to ask these talking heads, how do you figure that it's extremism to want to change a course in Iraq when polls show that 60% of the people want the same thing? 60% of the American people want the same thing. And then we have John Caldera, who got on KOA yesterday. Somebody gave this to me. I didn't hear it. But, you know, he starts saying, well, you know what? Do Democrats hate Jews? You know, what's up with that, John Caldera? You know, it's really sad. It's really sad that we've degenerated to a point in this country that, you know, we got to go through this. That there has to be all these mischaracterizations. That there has to be all of this distortions of reality. And that in the final analysis, we have to start dealing in extremism and name-calling and all of this craziness that's going on, instead of debating the issues that are really out there. Like, why did what happened in Connecticut happen? How do people in America feel about the war in Iraq? Is Joe Lieberman, by his voting record and by his stance, is he really a centrist or is he not a centrist? And when the conventional wisdom of the country is, and the polls show, that people agree with what Ned Lamont is saying, how does that make Ned Lamont an extremist and Joe Lieberman not an extremist? Because Lieberman's out of step with the rest of the country. And so is the Republican Party, you know, in this respect. And so, I don't get this. And I'm not whining about it. I just don't understand it. And I think it's time that those of us who consider ourselves, because I consider myself to be very mainstream, those of us who are mainstream stand up and go, wait a minute, you know what? This just isn't true. And let's look at the facts as what they really are. So I urge you to call Ken Salazar's office at 303-455-7600. That's 303-455-7600. Or go to salazar.senate.gov, which I did yesterday, and send him an email and tell him, you know what? You disagree with what he's doing. This idea that he doesn't respect the Democratic voters of Connecticut. And, as I said yesterday, that whether you're a Republican or you're a Democrat, if you have a primary system, you respect that system. I mean, I'd love to ask Ken Salazar, how would you feel if you had won the Democratic primary, which you did, against Mike Miles, and Mike Miles said, okay, well, I'm going to run as an independent, and a chunk of Democrats said to you, Ken, well, okay, you know what? We agree with Mike Miles more than we do with you, so we're supporting Mike Miles, and we're forsaking the Democratic Party. You know, you wouldn't like that. I mean, you wouldn't stand for that for 10 seconds. No Republican would stand for that. I mean, look at Mark Holtzman. Republicans don't like Mark Holtzman, a lot of them, because they feel like Beaupre was the nominee, and that Holtzman was basically holding the system up and didn't respect the outcome. So, I'm amazed by all of this. I'm amazed by all of this. I really am. And I know I got an itch to scratch about this, and I'm going to put David Sirota on, and it just bothers me. And I'm so sick and tired. You know what I'm really tired of? I'm really tired of this. I'm tired of the talking heads, the pundits, and the media setting forth and describing what is mainstream and what isn't mainstream when there's polling data available that points out what's mainstream and what isn't mainstream. Yeah, I'm really tired of that.
What's that?
And I think you should be too. I really think you should be. 9:18, 18 minutes after 9, 303-713-7600. You can talk about the Salazar-Lieberman thing. You can talk about the Middle East. You can talk about the terrorist plot. Anything you want to. That's what we do on Open Phones. We're going to have 4 hours of it tomorrow, but we are going to have David Sirota on tomorrow morning. I got two lines open right now.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at CheaperFords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to CheaperFords.com.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-226-9008. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-226-9008. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-226-9008. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-226-9008.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
The truth all day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Two minutes after 9, high today, 93, mostly sunny. Good morning. It's AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. One line open at 303-713-7600. It's open phones. You can talk about anything you want to talk about. And let's go to the phones. And we'll go to Mo in Denver, who has been waiting. Mo, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
I wanted to make a distinction in the
conversation you guys had before about Hezbollah's casual, civilian casualties and Israeli civilian casualties. There's a difference that is not being pointed out. Hezbollah indiscriminately targets civilians. The Israeli army deliberately targets civilians. And there is a difference.
I don't. You know what? I don't agree with you. I don't think that's true. I think they've made mistakes. I think it is very, very hard to take a conventional army and fight a guerrilla warfare against guerrilla warfare. But you can also make the case that Hezbollah hides behind civilians and stores their weapons in civilian buildings and shoots their rocket launchers off, which there's video of this, behind
population.
Let me finish. Can I please finish?
Well, you've talked longer than me so far.
Well, you know what? That's because it's my radio show.
It's also our public airways, isn't it?
You know what? We're not going to get into this game, pal. You'll either play by my rules or you can leave. Take your choice.
Go ahead.
Thank you. Now, I respected what you had to say. Now, you respect what I have to say. There's video of them using rocket launchers behind population centers. So I don't think that the Israelis are deliberately going out and trying to hit civilians. I think what they're doing is wrong. But I don't think that they're deliberately trying to kill civilians.
Okay. Can I speak now?
Well, did I stop talking?
Okay. I have searched the Internet, and I have seen only one video showing a rocket launcher, which obviously was taken by Israeli military planes, and that launcher was in the middle of a forest. I have seen no other picture. Reports have nobody has ever reported seen in the middle of the rubbles of any of the cities, finding remnants of rocket launcher. That is simply, at this time, a myth. I have not seen a single.
Okay, picture. Because you haven't seen it, it's a myth. But of course, I've seen it. I've seen it on CNN. I've seen it on MSNBC, and I've also seen it on the internet. And it is not a myth. And the reason they have not found any parts of the rocket launchers is because, number one, they're blown up by the impact, and number two, there has been no media that has been allowed into those areas except for Nick Robertson, who later admitted that what he reported and what he had transmitted was totally and completely controlled by Hezbollah, and that he was not free to report the situation as it really was.
Now, I've read the international press. I speak several languages. And the Independent, the Guardian, report no such a thing.
Well, so what are you doing? So you're saying because you haven't seen it, it's not true? Hold on a second. When I'm telling you that I have seen it, so you're going to say either that because you speak several languages and because you read the international press, are you telling me that what I saw on CNN, what I saw on MSNBC, what I've seen on the Internet, are you telling me that what I saw wasn't true? Are you calling me a liar?
Well, then explain why I have not seen it on the Internet.
Well, I don't know. Maybe you're not looking in the same places I'm looking. I don't have any way of knowing what you're doing.
I'll search it again. But you made the statement initially that the Israeli were not targeting civilian, and I'll say this. The first reaction in both in Palestine and Lebanon to the capture of two soldiers by the Israelis was not to attack military installation. It was to attack civilian installation far away from the front line in Lebanon. So you cannot say that the first reaction of Israelis is to go after military. Their first reaction was collective punishment against civilian.
Well, I will answer that by saying that if you study any classic guerrilla movement, and if you look at any insurgency group, they are woven tightly into the civilian population, and so you either have a choice. You either try to do the best you can to surgically strike at them, or you don't do anything. And the Israelis, in that respect, are in a very, very tough position. They're in the same tough position that a lot of countries find themselves in, not only the Israelis but others, in dealing with the guerrilla insurgencies. And once again, you can turn it around, you can make the case that Hezbollah hides behind civilians. But the fact is that, you know what, the Israelis are not right in what they're doing. They're not totally and completely, hands are not completely clean, but Hezbollah's hands are not clean either. I mean, they're firing rockets with ball bearings indiscriminately into population centers, and they don't care who they hit.
Yeah, and I'm not saying the Hezbollah's hands are clean or completely clean, but when you mention the ball bearing, you are never. I haven't heard you mention the fact that Israel use cluster bombs. And cluster bombs are far more devastating. So my point is, instead of mentioning these little details, we should simply agree and not rehash it every time that Hezbollah hide behind civilians.
So they do.
So do the Israelis.
But how are the Israelis hiding behind civilians?
The military installations are interwoven in the city, like
but
here.
They're not even aiming towards military installations. They are indiscriminately firing rockets in a direction towards Israel, and they don't care where they land. And
indiscriminate, but I said Israelis was deliberate.
Well, all right, then why don't you call them out on it? Why don't you call them out on it, and you don't have any proof that it's deliberate on the Israelis' part?
Yeah,
give me some
they
proof.
Have guided missiles. They know where they shoot
proof.
Them.
But they're hiding in the population centers, and they're doing the best that they can surgically do the best job they possibly can.
The Beirut airport and the fuel depot that they bombed the very first day had nothing to do with Hezbollah.
What that had to do with Hezbollah was that was trying to cut off supply lines from Iran and Syria and bringing in weapons of any kind. They're doing it through the ocean, and they're also doing it through air transportation, which is what any country would do.
And the farms had to do something because they feed the people. Then at that time, everything is a legitimate target by your standards.
No,
by
that's
that
not
standard.
What I said.
That it was because Hezbollah
could not
use it.
I did not say that anything is a legitimate target. I said that they are surgically trying to do the best that they possibly can, and that they have made mistakes, and that the civilian carnage is not excusable, and that it is wrong, and that we should settle the situation and stop the fighting. But I'm not going to sit here and go along with your assertion that it's on the Israelis and not on Hezbollah, because that's simply not true.
Said. I want to give some chance to other people. I'm just pointing out that you assert an intent to Hezbollah, and you simply place mistake on the Israelis. And I'm saying in both cases, they're doing this on purpose.
Well, you know what? You have failed to provide me any proof that the Israelis are doing it on purpose.
I did by saying that the by showing you that they're bombing civilian installation before they bomb
You know what? You and I disagree. And let me give you another tip, too, in the beginning of the conversation. I welcome anybody to call in here about anything. And I permit dissenting points of view, and I'm not asking that you agree with me.
Mm-hmm.
But for you to start off with, let me talk, and these are the public airwaves, and to get into dialogue, not only make those kind of statements, not only here, not only on this show, but on every other show, in every other city in America, in every other place, 9 times out of 10 you're going to get cut off. My responsibility is to control the dialogue and to maintain control of the radio station. And while at times it may not seem fair, and maybe you think that I, give long-winded explanations, the fact is, it's not an even situation of you get to talk as long as I do. That's not how it works. So when you call up with that, then you're inviting harsh treatment. I try to give people as much time as I possibly can, and I think I'm pretty damn fair.
Well, you did eventually let me speak, and I thank you for that.
Now, was I fair to you?
Yeah. I mean, in general, yes. I mean, except for that little... The beginning, but that's not a big deal. That's the way all human beings are anyway. I mean,
understand my role.
Yeah.
Role is that I moderate and that I have to keep control of the situation, and that I am not looking to get into an engagement and an entanglement with anybody, but there's going to be give and take. As I permitted you to speak,
absolutely.
I want the same courtesy from you.
And I have. I let you speak without interrupting you. And as I explained, I had a fair time to explain my point of view, and I want to leave other people to speak their mind.
All right, call any time. Okay. You're more than
welcome.
Thank
you. You're
welcome. Good day.
Goodbye.
All right, 9:32. It's 28 minutes in front of the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And let's take a look at traffic and see what's going on with Aaron O'Neill. And how's the wait out there at DIA?
DIA, it's still kind of fluctuating right in between an hour to an hour and a half to get through that security wait time. So pack that extra time definitely if you have to catch a flight out of the airport today. Looking at your highways, though, it looks like everything from our morning has loosened up, and speeds back up in the high side, 50s and 60s mainly. One exception is going to be southbound I-25. We're still kind of crowded across downtown from 38th through Spear, but that'll loosen up here over the next 15 to 20 minutes. And then you got a wide-open shot heading down into Denver Tech Center, C-470, 6th Avenue, Boulder Turnpike, all back to normal. Even southbound 225 has picked up on that drive-in from Aurora. Weather for today, partly cloudy, slight chance.
Is your computer running slow? Are pop-up ads making your life miserable? Don't let your computer drive you crazy. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Starting at less than $100, PC Answers will come to your home or office and get your computer running like new.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit them at pc-answers.com. That's pc-answers.com. 303-548-1414. A proud member of Tom Martino's Troubleshooter Network at troubleshooter.com.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Well, now you can learn with a free demo revealing this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free, but only for a limited time. 1-800-413-4102. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family.
Just being able to get through emails faster has given me a huge advantage at work.
I was having trouble in school, but now my grades are through the roof.
This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family. Call Infinite Mind IQ now to try this revealing demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-413-4102. That's 1-800-413-4102.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called the Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-3364. Again, that's 1-800-550-3364. 1-800-550-3364.
I mean, how you feel and how you're treated is a big deal to them, and that's not like a lot of auto dealers along the front range, and it's not like a lot of businesses, period. Along the front range. So there's not enough I can say about these folks. We have bought cars from them. We send our friends to them. We send our family to them. John Turk's sister bought a vehicle out there. John bought a vehicle out there. Mary and I have bought vehicles out there. I mean, they're just great, great people. Check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com. Check out the inventory and pre-qualify for a car loan. Ask for Steve. He handles that. Or get out there and see them at the corner of 63rd and Federal.
Hey, Denver, it's Incredible Vision, made incredibly affordable. For a limited time, you can still save $1,000 on LASIK at Spivak Vision Center, the Rockies' most trusted name in vision. So this summer, get out there and get focused with LASIK by the world-class eye surgeons of Spivak Vision Center and our $1,000 LASIK savings. To make Spivak LASIK even more affordable, we'll finance your LASIK procedure interest-free for one full year. And with payments as low as $3 a day, your wait for the ultimate LASIK procedure is over. But don't take my word for it. See for yourself by calling Spivak Vision Center at 303-C2020. That's 303-C2020. For incredible vision made incredibly affordable, there's only one name for LASIK, Spivak LASIK. Call 303-C2020 today or visit us online at SpivakVision.com for your $1,000 savings.
Jamming it to the GOP.
Because they're jamming it to us.
J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 9:37, 37 minutes after the hour. High today, 93. Mostly sunny skies, and it's open phones here. We'll do 4 hours of open phones tomorrow, although we'll have David Sirota on to talk about Ken Salazar It's AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let me go to Richard in Littleton, who's been patient. Richard, thanks for waiting. You're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Good morning. I just wanted to make a comment about the situation that's occurring at the moment at DIA.
Sure.
I think that this is totally indicative of the complete incompetence of the Homeland Security Department and Michael Chertoff. This is a situation that's been, we've been taking things on airplanes, liquids and so forth for years. It shows that they're totally reactive rather than proactive. And it seems to me that in the recent past, they just allowed the people to take flammable liquids in the form of a cigarette lighter. And now they changed their mind because of something that happened. Like I say, this is totally reactive, not proactive. It shows they're incompetent.
Yeah, I thought this morning that, you know, they would have thought about the idea of taking on liquid explosives a long time ago and would have done something to ensure that. Plus, on top of that, you know what, and I hate to say this, but the airlines could have made money as well. You know how they could have made money? They could have said this. They could have said, you know what, you can't bring any kind of liquids on at all. You got to pack them in your suitcase, and you can't bring on any beverages. And if you want beverages, we'll serve them to you and sell them to you, or, you know, serve them to you in flight and put an end to that. And how hard would it be for people to take, like, toothpaste or whatever it is and put it in their luggage? Instead, they didn't do that. And now, all of a sudden, bam, this morning they're doing it because that's where the threat's coming from. How come they didn't think about this ahead of time?
Well, it's the same thing as why didn't they think about 9/11 ahead of time? It's not as though there were no indications that something like that could happen. It's as I said, I believe this is a totally reactive situation, and it shows that this administration and our government and previous governments are not looking out for us. They don't do anything to protect us, or excuse me, that's hyperbole, but they do very little. And it's time for somebody to tell people like Chertoff that. Maybe you ought to think about what really can happen on airliners before you arrest 21 guys in Great Britain and say, oh, my God, exploding toothpaste. We better prevent everybody from taking anything on the airplane that might explode. And as I say, the ignorance of this is that whenever it was several months ago that they started allowing people to take matches as well as cigarette lighters with butane and whatever is in those cigarette lighters on an airplane.
Crazy. Yeah, that's very true. Well, you know what happens a lot of times what happens is the CIA and the FBI warn the officials and warn the administration about what's going on, but they get ignored. You know, under this administration, department heads and departments are there to implement policy, not formulate policy. So under past administrations, you know, if you were the head of the Food and Drug Administration, if you were the head of the CIA, if you were head of whatever the branch of the government was, whatever the department was, you know, Department of Interior, you know, you were brought into the process of formulating policy. Under this administration, the way it works is they formulate the policy and you simply carry it out. So going all the way back to 9/11, where the CIA tried in vain to get Bush's attention that bin Laden was determined to attack the United States, the bluff job that Condoleezza Rice pulled off in front of the 9/11 committee, and the fact that they didn't put their thumb on her, and the fact that nobody has ever been held responsible for any of that stuff, and this kind of behavior has been going on now over the entire, since 2000. I mean, it's just been continuing to go on. So if you're in law enforcement and you go to the administration and you say to them, hey, we got this tip, or we think this would be a good idea, a lot of times they just ignore it. I mean, look at the cargo containers. There's a good example. Now, everybody knows you can smuggle something in there, but we're only checking 5%. Why is that?
Well, you know, Jay, I think you're basically correct, but I think we can all relax now because yesterday Tony Snow said that Democrats were going to create another 9/11 by whatever it was that he said and by nominating people that were anti-war. So we can all rest comfortably in our beds at night knowing that the President administration and Tony Boy will do whatever they can to prevent this from happening again, what happened in Connecticut, because, as he said, the Democrats are responsible for 9/11 and will be responsible for the next one. The most absurd thing I've ever heard Tony Snow say, and I've heard him say a lot. I'm going to let you go. Thanks a lot, Jay.
All right, Richard. Thanks for calling in, man. Appreciate it. Let's go to Rachel in Sterling. Rachel, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello. Hi. Hi. I'm going to make this really quick because I'm on the road and I'm at my destination. But I had, you know, and also it's disconcerting hearing the radio on, over the telephone. But I was actually calling regarding the previous caller who had wanted to make some kind of distinction about targeting civilians, Hezbollah, and Hezbollah indiscriminately bombing civilians, whereas Israel is targeting civilians, which is, I'm not exactly sure how you would consider bombing a historically integrated and peaceful and non-military city like Haifa as not targeting civilians. I find it very, very frustrating and somewhat depressing, actually, how people view Israel's position as, if, you know, in regard to the kind of, obviously terrorism that is propagated against it. You know, it just makes me sad. I don't really understand what the difference is between.
Well, see, I don't either, and I think,
you know,
that.
I mean, I can't imagine hitting a hospital in Haifa as anything but targeting civilians.
Yeah.
Not where, you know, Israeli military people are not hiding out. They're right there. And I'm not even sure an organization like Hezbollah has a military installation that could be, a quote, legitimate target for a conflict, in a conflict like this. I mean, they pretty much do their activity, as you said, they're a guerrilla organization. They don't have, like, a base, you know, where all their people hang out. And their bases are in the midst of the civilian population.
Well, I almost get the feeling sometimes, and I know when I look at my email I'm going to get this, but I almost get the feeling sometimes on this radio station with certain people who listen that if you don't beat on Israel 24/7 over what's going on, that you know that you're doing some great injustice, and it doesn't make any difference how many times you say that there are wrongs on both sides and that the situation needs to be settled. And that the big crime here is the lack of U.S. involvement in the diplomacy situation. You know, you just get beat. You just get, you know, just beat up constantly. And it's like it's getting to be, you know, a real drag. Because what we're getting into is we're getting into the situation of, like, I got beat up worse. No, you got beat up worse. No, I got beat up worse.
Yeah,
look,
yeah.
Look, it's bad on both sides. Let's stop it. I mean, that's the whole point.
It's a competition over who's the victim.
Yeah, let's figure out how to fix it.
Yeah, you make a good point, one that I and some of my thinking, you know, my family and so on, we feel like that to be a liberal in America means to be anti-Israel.
Well, I don't think I don't think that's true. I think there are people who are just going to differ with you and I and our feelings, and you just got to put up with that. And Mo and everybody else who feels like him, I mean, they have a right to express their opinion as long as they do it in an orderly, fashion. Rachel, thank you. I appreciate it, and have a good day.
All right, take care.
Okay. And, you know, Mo is, well, you know, he can call back any time. And so I've always said I get passionate along with everybody else, but you know what? It doesn't mean that, you know, you're like, you can't get on the show or you can't participate. I mean, everybody's welcome. Doesn't make any difference who you are. 9:46, 46 minutes past the hour. 303-713-7600, one line open. And let me PS this again by saying, you know what? We can have these discussions about who's right and who's wrong in this situation. How about this? Why don't we come up with some ideas on how to fix the situation? Why don't we come up with some ideas on how to settle this? Why don't we concentrate on the real problem, which we, you and I, have control over, which is this administration's lack of involvement in finding a real solution in the Middle East? That's what you and I can control, and that's what we ought to be concentrating on.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Looks like we're in pretty decent shape as you make your way around town on the highways. About the only slow spot you're going to find is still southbound I-25 from 38 down through Spear. Northbound, not quite as crowded. Looks good through the bridges, though, in and out of the tech center in pretty good shape. No problems on 225 or on I-70 on either side of town. off I-25 in the tech center on Arapahoe. Arapahoe's getting backed up eastbound due to that construction at Clinton, backing up past Yosemite at the moment. Weather forecast, partly cloudy, some isolated thunderstorm activity this afternoon. Highs in the low 90s, clear skies tonight, low 63. Partly sunny, another chance of a storm tomorrow, and a high in the mid-90s. Right now it's 81 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
This fair rocks, the Colorado State Fair in Pueblo, August 25th through Labor Day. Your whole family will enjoy 11.
The only number you need to know is 3037 Windows.
Save big on beautiful, energy-efficient windows from American Exteriors. How do we save you so much? We eliminate the middleman. At American Exteriors, you always get the right replacement window at a clear value because we're the manufacturer. Now buy one window, get the second window for a dollar.
The only number you need to know.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM. And try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-344-9121 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-344-9121. That's 1-800-344-9121.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngelHomesColorado.com.
Booking CD now.
Thanks, Bob. This is Bruce Berman. If you want to make $5, $10, even $15,000 a month right now from the comfort of your own home, then you don't have to buy my book. I will give you a free copy of my book and my Making Money CD. That's over $100 value. This limited time free offer is available only on my website, 7bruce.com. That's the number 7bruce.com. That's the number 7bruce.com. You could be making money within 30 days, guaranteed. So log on to 7bruce.com now.
Live, local, and progressive. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Morning, 9:51, 51 minutes past the hour. High today, 93 under mostly sunny skies. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin here, and it's open phones tomorrow, 4 hours of it. 303-713-7600, one line open. You know, the White House's line of reasoning that Joe Lieberman's defeat in Connecticut, that National Democrats are using this, and the National Democrats are determined to walk away from the conflict in Iraq. You know what? It's insanity. I mean, we should turn that around and say to them, well, your repeated actions and repeated failures are a sign of total and complete incompetence and lack of leadership. So, you know, don't be blasting us. We're with the majority of Americans. You're not in the mainstream. Let's go with Gary in Denver. Gary, hi, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good.
I tell you, it was interesting to hear the woman say that all liberals are anti-Israel or anti-Jewish.
Well, she says she gets the feeling.
Well, you get the feeling. But I'll tell you, one of the reasons that that happens is when you hear moral equivalency. And I heard you for a little bit in a discussion with the Muslims early in the morning. Has Israel ever done anything wrong? Of course they have. The country and countries do things wrong. But you can't say, well, Hezbollah's done bad things and Israel's done bad things. Israel is involved in a war, and they didn't just take some soldiers. They killed 8 soldiers when they went across the border into Israel and started this thing in the first place. And I know you know that. But everybody forgets about the guys they killed. If Israel wanted to kill civilians and had the same mindset as Hezbollah, with all the weaponry they've dropped on Lebanon, they must be totally incompetent because they only killed 1,000 people. They could have killed 100,000 people if they had really wanted to do it.
Well, number one, I don't think that they're trying to kill civilians. I reject that. I reject that argument totally, and I don't think that they are. That's number one. Number two, I think they're caught in a terrible situation in which they're trying to fight an insurgency with a
traditional army.
With a traditional army, and it's really, I mean, it's extremely hard to do. I mean, the only time I can ever think where that's ever worked that I can remember, and I'm sure there's other examples of it, I just can't recall it, would be the Philippines. I mean, most of these, if you look at it, most governments have a hard time controlling insurgencies. Look what's going on in Nepal, for instance, where they're battling the Maoist guerrillas. I mean, that's been going on forever and a day. Look what's going on in Colombia. I mean, that stuff's hard to do. Israel has made mistakes. I mean, they've made terrible human rights abuses with the Palestinians. And on top of that, they've made mistakes in this war. And, you can bring up the case that Israel could have, what they could have done is they could have gone to the Court of World Opinion and said, look, you know what, we want a judgment on this, and this is going to turn into, this would be a proxy war between us and really Iran and Syria, and we want to hold them personally responsible, and we want a judgment, and they could have done all of those things, but they decided not to, and they decided to get embroiled in a war. Now, there's going to be...
Wait a second. You said they could have gone to the Court of World... The fact is that Europe has traditionally been anti-Israel. And for that matter, anti-Semitic. I mean, and that's what Europe is. You have to kind of say that's where they are. They're mostly left, and they're mostly in that kind of position. They're not going to give Israel, they're not going to treat Israel as they would treat another European nation.
No, the thing is, you can at least give it a shot. You can at least try to give it a shot to A, get those who were held responsible for the soldiers' deaths, and B, get your soldiers back without launching a full-scale conventional war.
Well, the problem is that they have other soldiers that they've taken. This isn't the first time they've taken soldiers.
No, I realize that. I understand that.
They've done it in an ongoing basis. The other thing is, and you just said something, you hear constantly that this wouldn't happen if there could be peace in the Middle East. And I've heard you and other people talk about a two-state solution. The fact is, the Arabs don't want a two-state solution. They have never wanted a two-state solution. They want a one-state solution, which is a Palestinian state. They don't want Israel being there. They talk about a secular, this is the PLO, they talk about a secular democratic state in Palestine. The fact is, there was a secular democratic state in Palestine. It was Lebanon. And the Arabs destabilized it and created what you have here.
Well, but I don't think that that holds for all Arabs. I think if you look at the
New York
New York Times article yesterday, which points out that moderates who do believe in that and who do believe in democratization in the region and who do want reforms in the region are now being hampered by what's going on, both by us in Iraq and also by Israel and Lebanon. And I don't think that that holds water for everybody. And I think that of course, you're going to have elements and you're going to have people there who are not going to want to... Let me finish.
Yeah,
you're going to have people and you're going to have elements that are not going to want to go along. But that's why it's incumbent upon us, the United States, and other countries to insist on an equitable solution. And answer me if I'm wrong about... Tell me if I'm wrong about this.
Okay.
This government has been AWOL in this process. Where has this administration been?
Now, when you say this government, are you talking about the Bush administration,
yes,
or the United States government, period?
The Bush administration.
Okay. I would agree with you there, except President Clinton forced the parties at Camp David to sit down and talk. And the Palestinians got 96% of everything they asked for. That would have been a two-state solution. Arafat did not only not agree with it, he left and tried to convince Europe that the Israelis would negotiate. And, of course, Europe, at that particular point, wouldn't go along with it. This, now the Palestinians have elected an organization, Hamas, whose sworn objective is to destroy Israel.
I don't disagree with that, but you know what? Because that particular venture didn't work, at least Clinton kept trying. The fact is, this administration has not tried, and the fact is that if you want to achieve something like this, it's going to be really, really rough to get done. There's going to be pain on all sides, and it's going to be a prolonged process, and diplomacy is not something that you turn on and off like a light switch. It's something that you have to continue to keep working on, and you got to do it day in and day out, and we are never going to solve any of these problems unless we lean on the parties involved and get them to go along. Gary, I'm out of time. I got to go.
All right.
I appreciate it. Thanks.
Price includes 4% down payment at 8% APR over 30 years.
If you could own a home for $199 a month, would you do it? Because the government and private banks are liquidating thousands of homes right now. Homes that have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed for as little as $199 a month. For a list of foreclosures in your area, call BNI at 1-800-785-3321. Homes of every shape and size are being liquidated right now. To find these foreclosed homes and properties in your area, homes for as little as $199 a month, request a listing from BNI today. Call toll-free 1-800-785-3321. If you can afford $199 a month, you can afford to buy a home. But you can't afford to wait, because these homes are being liquidated immediately, many for as little as $199 a month. For a list of homes and properties in your area, call 1-800-785-3321. Find out what $199 a month can get you by calling 1-800-785-3321. 1-800-785-3321.
How the Guard changed my life at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard.